What, there's something wrong?
Well, I only hear you. I thought you were playing something.
I was, but now I hear you. Talk.
Debbie.
You're very low, Cheryl. Talk louder or turn up your Grum Holder phone.
Hold on.
Where is Deborah? I called you both.
Haldun.
Sylvana Haldun.
Is this better?
Huh?
Is that better?
No, you were just, it's just your voice needs to be louder. You're just kind of like,
man. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Maybe if you stop shooting the heroin before you come in the grum hole.
Oh,
maybe
thank you for reminding me. I forgot to take my medication.
Mm-hmm. You got a duty squirt tomorrow or something?
Yeah.
Gotta make a big duty, do you?
Yeah, who's my little girl?
Where's this fucking bitch?
You hear that yet?
Yeah, what do you got there? What are you taking? What are you taking there?
Heroin.
That's what the blacks call it. Heroin. Heroin.
Hey.
What is this? She in deep. What does that mean?
Bitch, I don't got any Jesus today.
Hmm. That sucks for you.
It's very upsetting for you now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do hate you. I forgot. Or her. Is that Deborah? How come Deborah is the one that always wants to grum, but she's never fucking there when we try? What is her excuse now? She's in a goddamn car. She and Reagan Fox, they live in the fucking car.
Excuse me?
Fucking bitch. Where is she? She's not answering the thing holder.
So add her in.
I did add her. Don't you see it ringing? Jesus Christ. How do I deal with such an idiot? Where's that thing where I want to play that thing where I call you all those names. Do you know the link for that? Somebody made a compilation of me, quote, being mean to you, even though you deserved it. Because you're on. Where is it? Oh, my God. The Oscars were horrible. I started watching them. What a piece of crap.
Well,
NPH. NPH. Ooh, NPH. Big.
He's
big,
the worst.
He's really fucking awful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What am I looking for, Cheryl? Where is it? Can you find me the link?
Where you're mean to me?
Yeah, quote, mean to you, because you deserved it. That's why I put it in quotes.
How did they fill you with yeast?
No. The one that had the things. With the things, you know, with the drop books. It was a drop box. Cheryl, it was a drop box. Oh, I haven't heard this. Send it to me. Louder. You need to hold it for me because I can't hear it.
Yeah. How do I hold it with you?
I don't know. Just do. Put it in the droop books. Just send me a goddamn link. I don't care. What?
Hello.
Oh, it's about fucking time. What happened to you now?
Oh, I don't know. I just waited by the goddamn phone for 12 minutes wanting to join the podcast and nobody called me.
Well, because you were late.
Oh, I was late. Was that what it was?
Yeah, we've been here. How long have we been on, Cheryl?
15 minutes.
You know, it was 8 p.m. Central. That's the time we agreed on, Deborah.
That is the time I had the Skype open, ready to roll.
Well, yeah. Oh, well, that, I had to get my laundry out. But that doesn't explain why it took you 10 more minutes.
I must have got a new TV.
Mm-hmm. For showing Lord your black ladies.
Going back on the chat, she's late.
Where is the fucking, where is the thing where I call Cheryl? Oh, somebody, thank you for sending
it
to me. No, I'm not talking about you. Somebody sent me the thing.
Where are you looking for me?
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to a...
Dinner says that he made that so long.
You talking to Wanda Wisdom? Wanda Wisdom? Hmm? What happened to Wanda
there
Wisdom?
Over 5 minutes of Matt Weinstein verbally abusing and insulting our sweet little Cheryl Murkowski. Mm. And join Nate AIDS.
Stop posting those fucking numbers. I'm going to head punch you in the goddamn pussy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to punch you in the vagina.
You're really a stupid cunt.
I am logged in, you stupid cunt.
No, you're right. I hate you, you little cunt. Fucking cunt.
You dumb cunt. Because you're a cunt.
It's the station I used to work for, you dumb cunt.
Shut up,
you little cunt. Since you're such a little cunt.
I hate when you play goody two-shoes, you two-faced little cunt.
Cunt. You're a cunt, Cheryl. Cunt. We're going to mute you, you little cunt.
Don't yell at Deborah, you little cunt.
Dumb cunt. Whore.
And that dirty, dirty whore, Cheryl, is a liar.
Tu eres la puta de Estados Unidos.
Nigger.
The whore of the United States. I have money, you dumb whore.
I haven't had Cheryl on this program in a long time, that fucking whore.
I did censor a whore.
You're a playing a dumb whore. No, my mother didn't come for this, you stupid piece of ass.
If it's so fucking easy, why don't you host a goddamn video, you stupid face?
I've been violated in some way.
Mother Christ on a hole with a biscuit piece of... Well, we're back on you, asshole.
No.
That's awful. You don't look pretty. You look horrible.
Suck the old giant air.
Cheryl, you don't even leave the house. You'd be too afraid I'm going to give you a disease.
You're an idiot.
What the fuck does that matter? Christ on a stick, you heard me.
I don't see this.
You're so slow. Can you think? Can you think? Can you listen instead of just eat your withered old hole? What the fuck are you doing? You used to manage the holder so well, now you do nothing. You do nothing for me. Hi, British lady. It sure sounds like it's Cheryl's fault, doesn't it?
Cheryl, you're not making lot of sense to me.
That's nice, but it's available on the Golden Circle if you're a member.
I emailed you the other thing.
So speak louder, please. Let's see.
I can't. You turned me up then.
Is this still recording? Is this live?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
What's the issue?
That was really good. Who edited that?
I don't know, but Deborah, you're not paying attention to the Golden Circle, are you?
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Me and Debbie have been pretty busy. It's called life and not having, you know, a condo in Florida. Yeah.
To move to.
Having people fill it with things for us.
Yeah. It's not like you have to move 3,000 miles or something. Deborah, I got the duck mic working, but I don't think it's... You want to hear the duck? It's live from the duck.
I'm live duck.
This is live.
Oh.
That's live.
You're seagulls, not ducks.
Well, fuck off. They're just fucking birds.
If you rub really hard enough, you can make
quack,
it
quack, 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 quack. There, you got your duck cam. Was it worth
it? Oh, that sounds good.
Jesus Christ. One of the ducks had babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody could tell us that we were ugly. Shut up. No.
How many ducks can you fill in your pussy?
No.
The duck mic is copyrighted by Penis Explosion.
Is it?
Well, you know, that was their idea.
Oh, I didn't know.
Remember
that.
They used to have the outside mic? That's what it's fine.
I don't know why I thought you were saying it was Leo Laporte.
High cholesterol.
Well,
you know,
he's married now.
She was high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cholesterol, diabetes.
Girls.
So now we're back.
Kinda.
I'm ugly and fat. And
now, Matt, I have a question.
Is it about the pretty cot in my background?
Is that a child's bed? Are you running a daycare center now?
I left it there for you. It's a cot. It was in it's been in my parents' closet since I was like a wee lass. Actually, probably it's older than me. But my mother made me take it because my father wouldn't let her throw it out. So it's in my house.
Now it looks horrible.
That's to discourage guests. Because it's a two-bedroom. So, no, actually, I'm going to get a little futony couch thing for this room.
It is so horrible.
Yeah?
It looks like a jail bed. You could probably film something for the dorm with that.
I accepted foul. Trotsky sleeps on it, too. Trotsky, come here. Sleep on your little bed. That's why I left it. I was going to put it away, but the Trotsky, he likes to be there in it.
And my other question is,
I got laundry to fold.
Are you growing your hair out?
Not on purpose. I'm going to fold my laundry while I do work with you.
Yeah.
I got to do stuff, you know. It's the new me. It's the new lesbian. Okay, it's a new... And I got a new grum holder. This is the first time I've had the proper grum holder since 2011. Can you believe that? Proper grum holder.
In a proper studio?
I got it. Good. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm using both computers. I'm broadcasting Ustream from the laptop. I have Ustream going so I can do the grum holder from the screen and then broadcast. In other words, who cares?
Mm-hmm. It sounds very good, and I'm glad that you have your professional mic back with your stand.
I don't need to run VMC. It's called Desktop Presenter, and you can do one remotely. Like, I could use, if you VPN'd to me, I could then, you could share your screen, but that wouldn't work.
Are you growing a bun?
Yeah, a bun. I want to be like Reagan Fox. And Noah Bort. I mean, Noah... Potswell Shrunk Dragon, or whatever her name is.
Hey, that name's won awards. You just remember that.
Has it?
Save Babies of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Number one abortionist.
Where is my bottle of water?
Periola.
I want to show you this new desk. It has cup holders.
Let me see. That's
not for a large person.
What?
Just say.
What are you talking about?
Only obese.
Like the couch.
That's not a couch. It's a cot. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's not obese.
It is not for... How, no, obese would not fit. I'm obese. Ugh.
Cup holders, Madge. Come on now.
Oh, you're talking about the cup holders. Yeah, two of them in one desk. What's that? Well, you can't really see it. I don't have my thing. I didn't bring my bottle of Woody.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my birthday is next month, so let's discuss prezzies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I mean, you don't seem to need a lot of presents. You got this little new thing going on here.
Well, the thing of it is... Retirement. Yeah, it's not retirement. I do work.
Okay.
What I need
you
is...
need some art, for Christ's sake.
I have art. I need to get it framed.
Art don't pay the bill, Cheryl.
I want one of those... spin art chairs from what's his name, that asshole who makes the heads, Garson Keillor or something.
What?
Now last Nothing. Year you got the Vitamix.
Yeah.
So this year.
This year.
I got nothing.
It's pretty bad when I can't think of anything I want. I need money.
The Apple Watch.
Well, the thing is, my health insurance went from Obama. My insurance went from zero because I was not making money to $500 a month because I.
Well, now you live in Florida. Income. I'm sure there's great health care there.
Yeah. No, in Florida, I'm still insured in Illinois. In Florida, it would be another $100.
Oh, how are you going to?
Thanks,
get
Obama.
In Florida, then
it's not illegal.
Thanks, Obama. No, I already talked to them. I have a multi-state plan. They told me it's fine. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Nigger.
Raping the economy.
What?
He's raping the economy.
Coons.
Stop it, Cheryl.
Excuse me?
Is she still dead?
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
I said in my lecture the other night.
Cheryl, where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
Where's my purse?
Where have you been? Why haven't you graham-holded? Do you know, we did a grum, Deborah and I, and we saved...
I know, and you know what, man?
No, we saved. We did not take any of the money, even though you weren't in it.
Really?
Where we waited for you.
Well, I so enjoyed that grum. It actually was so long... That it required me to work out my hoyups even longer than I normally do because I couldn't stop listening to it while I was working out. When I'm on a grum, I don't want to listen to it again. I hate hearing my voice. It's just so
caustic. Sure you do. Sure you do.
But it was very enjoyable. It was nice, and I was glad that you stopped calling those no abort places and all the phone calls that everyone hates.
Yeah.
The ones that people begged to call back.
And they're stupid. I hate them. It's boring.
That's why you called them.
I still have little glitches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.
So we need money. I got to pay my Obamacare. $500 a month. I did my taxes early for the first time in my life, and then I get this news flash. Obama says, oops, we goofed on your health care taxes. We goofed. Oops. Oops.
No, no big deal. Yeah. It's money.
NBD. NBD.
Coons.
Oops. Excuse me. Cheryl, stop playing those. People are going to think it's me. Yeah. They don't appreciate that.
Nigger.
Cheryl, stop it.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Nigger.
It wasn't me.
I'm gonna. Then who was it? It sure sounded like you.
Pickle. Pickle. Pick, 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 pickle. That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here? That's a big...
So, Matt, please tell us about your move to the South.
What's to tell? What do you want to know? I'm finally out of that fucking basement.
Your move. Your move.
Oh.
What did it involve?
It involved...
Move!
And...
Where's my purse? Move! Where's my purse? That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your...
Eggs.
You have a you-hoo-hoo.
I actually didn't, the movers haven't come yet. I shipped my Grum holder via UPS because I don't trust, I didn't want to wait. Unfortunately,
you don't trust piles.
The thing is, like, in this new place, I have like two doors. One, there's sort of like, it's a screen door, but it's a heavy, it's a metal kind of door.
Yeah, with bars.
And it opens out. And the UPS left my three boxes right against it, so I was locked in by my Grum holder. Like, I couldn't open the door. So I had a very...
Don't worry about old people or blacks stealing it because, you know...
Because they live here.
Well, I heard a rumor...
Yeah.
...that you got a call from the maintenance.
What?
You got a call for maintenance in your building.
Yeah.
They had to unclog.
What?
What did they say?
Oh, no. That wasn't building maintenance. That was my handyman.
Okay. What did he say?
He said...
Your own handyman?
Yes.
What?
He's handy. He's on disability. The elevator. He's on disability.
Normal.
You know, I was in Chicago when this place finally fucking closed. You know, I didn't know it was going to happen because it's a foreclosure. It cost like $3. It was the bargain of the century. And,
It's house from underneath them.
Yeah, it was the Jewish coven. We had a Jewish seance with the Rothschilds and got it real cheap. Because, you know, that's how we do. So I have this handyman, and he's very nice, but he's very Southern, and he's from Tennessee. And Deborah knows how these people are when they're racist, like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, when we have ironic racism in the
North. They've been gay on their back, yeah.
Okay. So he said to me, he said, Madge, because that's my name, Madge, I just finished unclogging your sink in the master bedroom. Damn, that thing was a wreck. Do you know it was the most disgusting thing I ever seen? I wanted to throw up. That thing was full of nigger hair.
What?
Mm-hmm. He said that. And I said, oh. And I told my sister.
Little girl.
She said, why didn't you tell him that's not nice to say that? I said,
Nah.
Little girl.
No
dark entity, nothing can come up.
Oh, DeMonte, come in here.
Well, it was really rude because my next door neighbors are of, you know, African American.
You should have slapped the shit out of
them. They're going to hear you doing a Grum and they're going to be so offended.
And when they asked me, they're like, so that other person there, that guy, is he your roommate? And I'm like, no, he's just helping. You know, doing stuff. They're like, oh, good. I think he must have said.
Wait, who said that?
The next door neighbors who are applying. But,
oh, they don't like the redneck?
No, because they probably heard him say endless. And he was like warning me. He's like, don't leave your door open because you'll see this. You'll see that black man bringing this little baby back and forth across the catwalk.
Oh, you live in the ghetto, man?
Yeah, that's fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Manch, do you live in the ghetto?
Yeah, I live in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. Where the I live in a gated ghetto. They only keep it's basically jail.
Girls.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It's girls.
Well, that's good.
Girls.
Maybe we should girls. Call them, tell them like there's a spill.
No.
And then like come in, and then we hold him down.
Uh-huh.
Rape them.
And wrap him with a big black Snickers.
What are you eating, Debbie?
Snickers bar.
No, you're
proud
not.
Sponsor of the 2017 Olympics.
What are you really eating, Blabers?
What?
Black neighbors from Linferno. She made up a new term. What?
The lady. She told me she's afraid of dogs.
Who?
I said he doesn't have any teeth. She said, "Oh, but they bit me. When a little girl, I was bit by a dog." I'm like.
I said in my lecture the other night, white people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom.
Can we just talk?
Dinner, I had Ethiopian leftovers. It was delicious.
Well, you know what I had?
Water?
I had a green smoothie, and it didn't. Oh, I got my duty squirt put in yesterday. My father put in a duty squirt just for me.
What do you mean?
Duty squirt.
Can you show us?
No. It's not portable. It's attached to the toilet.
An intimate thing?
No, it's a duty squirt. It's an ass washer that's attached to your toilet, and it's got a dial. Squirts up your
dad put that in for you?
Yeah, what's the issue?
Weird, isn't it?
Well, what's weird is when he asked me to check it and see if it's the right, position. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do it now. I don't really feel.
He'll open my clamps right now.
Right. It felt like it's a little bit to the left. You know what I mean? And
did you demonstrate the duty squirt for your dying?
No.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
But you know, it's.
And how dirty is this apartment going to get?
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see.
Are you going
to
start piling up trash like in the old days?
You do. You will have access to 1-800-JUNK now.
Got junk.
Yeah.
Well, there's directly across the hall is the laundry and the fucking trash chute. I have no excuse.
Have laundry in your place?
I can if I want to, but why would I when the laundry is right across the hall?
Oh, that's horrible. Shared laundry. It's so dirty. Ugh.
You're so OCD.
You save on your electric.
Oh, that's okay.
That way I can, have more electricity for my...
I will bring your laundry over to your mom's and make her do it.
My mom doesn't do laundry. My father does.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Having a shared laundry is like a co-op. It's a laundry co-op.
Oh, you're eating and talking. That's horrible.
And you're ready to rock, man.
Did you see that she made new videos?
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched any videos just because I was waiting for Grum Holding.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. No.
We have new American Horror Story from Sambi. We've got some kind of horrible thing written by this one listener.
Uh-huh.
He won't stop sending me this story called Super Prole Sunday, and I don't think I can read it.
You want to read it? No.
No.
Come on, four to Wanda.
Let's
listen to a Cheryl song, some classic Cheryl.
I sent you a song to play.
That you made?
No.
This one we'll hear.
Never made it. It's really good.
There ain't no reason I should keep it to term tonight. No, baby, tonight. No, baby. I got a reason you should come on our road tonight.
Yeah.
I need a man that won't care. It's 6 months into...
What about Whitney Houston's daughter? Is she dead yet?
I thought she died, didn't she?
Did she? I mean,
She was in the water. I know that.
So they just keep her... They're just keeping her on...
Life support,
even though she's brain dead and her father's too stupid to understand what that means.
What?
you know, just keeping her plugged up.
Like mama.
iPad.
Go die in a restroom, in the bathtub. What the fuck is that? They both died in the restroom and the bathtub?
She was murdered. I think it's pretty obvious.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, come on. The same situation.
Well, hey there, podcast listener. You're listening to Citizen.
Oops.
The brother, husband. Brother, husband.
I have a husband.
And his friend. He would like just did the same things to his girlfriend. Drugged her and tried to kill her.
What?
Yeah, and Bobby Christina's brother, she grew up with her husband. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
When she was a little girl,
Whitney
took care of the half brother, and he moved in, and then they fell in love as family, and then they got married. So it's her brother, cousin, brother, something like that.
I don't know, but I'm thinking
brother husband. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost, but I'm thinking I need to turn the lights off because I'm really too ugly for this. I'll be right back. Go ahead and talk. I got to get my IKEA fake candle.
What's a fake candle? Hello. Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
So, have you been working at the Shoney's? What have you been doing?
The Shoney's, and then I joined a committee for the Shoney's where we, like, think of ideas to make the Shoney's better. You know, something that's not paid, but you actually work more.
So, Let's go.
Sort of like a timeshare.
Girl.
Oh.
Girl.
My favorite is when the Lyons have timeshares and then don't use them because they can't afford the flights.
Up a hill. I don't have my headphones on yet.
Man.
Hello?
Man.
I'm still ugly even with one candle.
You need more, like, natural light.
Oh, you're even worse.
I know, it's so ugly.
Turn the light back on.
I need a mask.
Man.
You like these IKEA candles? I fucking love these things.
Why?
Because they flicker. They're just like real candles, except
what
they don't.
What is it?
It's a candle!
But it's not.
God, shit. So stupid.
Manch, do you enjoy when Pyoks get timeshares and then don't use them for years because they can't afford the airfare to go and use them?
Never heard of this phenomena.
Who are you wearing tonight, Mrs. Cheryl Murkowski?
I'm wearing fashion book.
Okay. What about you, Mrs. Madge Weinstein? Who are you wearing?
Urban Outfitters.
And I'm in this lovely Michael Kors gown.
Deborah, you wouldn't be seen in that sort of tacky.
But I got, it's off rack, but you never could have guessed.
Where did you get it from? Kohl's?
Kohl's Bucks. I had my Kohl's Bucks. Only paid $19.99. Four to Wanda.
I know what I want. That fucking Apple Watch. It's next month, right? The gold one.
Yeah.
You're not getting a fucking Apple Watch.
Oh, fuck you.
You ain't getting the gold one.
You know, actually, we got my dad. I don't know. Have we even, done a Grum this year with Cheryl? Is this the first? Well... We got my dad an Android phone, and I just found, like, this cheap-ass one. It's $100. And, like, I set it up for him, and I'm like, I like this phone. You know, like, I kind of wanted one, except for the fact that there's no iMessage, which sucks. Like, if the Android had iMessage, I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
Because I like the way, you know, it just works, and it's only $100, and these things are fucking $20,000. Just so you can look hip on a bus, even though you're still riding the bus.
Oh, yeah, and then it doesn't work, and everyone,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The battery drains. It's wonderful.
I got a lesbian to give me a new one, though, but it's still the same piece of shit.
Lesbian? What do you mean?
At the Apple Store, lesbian.
Oh, did she eat you out? Do you find her a scruff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scruff lesbians for him.
Look at this directly. I don't know if you can see it.
Well, I'm excited for the car.
This, no offense if this person is happens to be watching, but this has got to be the ugliest drag queen I've ever seen. Look at that face. And the thing is, like, he's really hot as a guy. And in drag, he looks like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck that is. I'll try and zoom in a little, but, I mean, look
it
at
that.
Look at that.
It can be.
I mean, it looks like...
It can be.
It can be what?
Can be normal.
It can be.
Is that normal?
Oh, it can be.
Colonel Candy.
It looks like Colonel Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Bun's candy.
Honey Bun. Honey Bunches of Clip. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, we got our first donation of the During the Grum from Rob Pelkle. Thank you, Rob Pelkle.
Right.
Unless somebody else gave a donation. It doesn't always alert me on the pay pool.
We should have got one maybe like, I don't know, 40 minutes ago from a new listener.
Okay, well, I'll check in a moment. So, yeah, so I moved. It was
someone said it's a kinko. It's not nice.
What do you mean? Me?
They said it's that kinko.
Oh, no, the drag queen. Yeah. It is her.
Someone said that it was Michelle Obama.
No, she's prettier.
It's rude.
Whatever.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. This isn't Cheryl.
Who you want to play with my dirty little girl? Who you want to play with this dirty, stinky pussy? That's for
Cheryl.
Benjamin.
Hello, I'm Mark speaking. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I need some assistance.
Yes, how can I help you?
I think that I'm pregnant again. Hello?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? Red Bank, New Jersey.
And what kind of help do you need?
I need help deciding if I should keep it, if I should throw it out, or if I should get rid of it.
How many, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
How many months pregnant are you?
I don't know, probably 2-3 months. Is that how you're going?
Yeah. 2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Esther.
Esther. What's your last name, Esther?
Esther Skadoodle.
Skadoodle, okay. Yeah. Where do you live at?
I live in Red Bank.
What's your, can I have your address, please?
Well, I need my address.
Because I need to take information down.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can give this address where I'm staying at.
Do you need sheltering?
What?
Do you need sheltering?
Is that what babies do? God Christ. Why'd you do that? No. That's not how you get people to keep a baby.
Well, babies do cry, you know. It's human nature.
No. It's gotta shut up.
No, they don't gotta shut up. It's not nice.
Well, why is it gotta be so loud?
Because he's a baby.
Oh, God. Maybe it's hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm cooking his food right now. But, do you need shut? Like, what can I assist you on today, ma'am?
I guess, how do you decide if you should keep it? Is there free food in the shelter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do I have to, like, work for it? Know what I'm saying?
Well, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay, do you need help?
Yeah, yes.
Do you need sheltering?
Well, what kind of credit you get?
Credit is on credit.
Oh, you don't take credit. Do I have to do favors?
No.
Alright. So.
If you need shelter, I'll help you find a shelter. But other than, honey. Huh?
I'd love some shelter. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What shelter do you need in Red Bank?
Yeah. I need money.
Well, I don't know about Apple Watch.
So
we can help you.
Well, because I need an Apple Watch, someone told me that there was this ad on Craigslist, and they said that they would trade an Apple Watch for fetal tissue.
What's that?
Well, they said they'd take the baby out of me. They would use the cells of the baby. And so, so they said they would give me an Apple Watch for scientific research.
That's something new. I don't know that.
So they would chop off the legs and all this stuff, and, you know, they'd let me keep part of it if I want.
That's good.
Yeah. So do you think I should do it?
No, we should keep it.
Well, why should I keep it? I get an Apple Watch, a gold one.
A gold Apple Watch?
Mm-hmm.
So that's materialistic stuff. You don't need that.
Well, but it's going to be the cool thing soon. And
no, it's not. What cool thing is that? Because I don't know what the heck is that.
Watch us. They're going to try to steal it. Mm-hmm. So how long you worked at the hotline? Honey, are you there, girl? Honey, why are you talking? Gonna up, whoop, whoop.
Oh,
oh shit! Board of the cow.
Speaking of abort.
Is that how you like it? Uh-huh.
I'm putting Kratzky on the cam because I can't stand to be this ugly. Ugh.
Well, you are pretty fucking ugly.
I know I'm ugly, but at least I admit it.
You shave your lesbian face and get a haircut.
Yeah, good idea. I don't have a hairdresser here in Death Valley.
I'm sure you can find one of those old people hairdressers.
You mean the beauty parlor that they only go to like once a month and then they don't even wash their hair? Those?
Yeah. For Tawanda.
There's a better view. You can see the IKEA garbage.
Get a perm for Tawanda.
Yeah, hometown.
Yeah.
I was watching that again on the big screen.
You were?
Yeah. I want more videos of her. Hometown, yeah.
More videos.
Let's see. Well, maybe if I put it all the way to the top, I don't think I'm as ugly from this angle.
Yeah, you're still ugly.
But no, you're on a lag. You're seeing you should see a very high angle where it's really just the top of my head.
It's that's like not stink as bad. Hair.
It's stink hair, but it's not as ugly as my face.
It's pretty bad, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do it, B.
Garbage on your floor already. Clean up your fucking.
That's
condo.
From IKEA. I was putting together
clean
things.
Up your condo.
I got a question.
Do you see my lamp? Isn't it pretty? That's my duck cam.
If I was to get myself wet.
With your vagina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hypothetically, I was driving in the car, and let's say a man threw semen.
Oh, you'd get pregnant, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. July, you would.
Hypothetically.
In July, you will.
Look at this. I can have two different angles here, too. Watch this. I have two angles because I really have two cameras here going. I'm like Leo LaPurk. This is better. I'm not quite as... Yeah, I'm still as ugly.
You know, the funny thing is I had the video here. Yeah. Hometown.
Hometown. What'd you say? Hometown?
Oh, well...
Hometown, ugly bitch.
So
yeah.
Is that the podcast in the studio?
Yeah.
Because I was lying earlier when I said I seen the drag queen and she was ugly, so I hope she really was ugly. I just turned on the video.
Oh, you got to see her because she fucking ugly. She ugly.
Why were you hiding the video?
Because it was on the ad thing and I never refreshed.
It only takes like 20.
Still haven't fixed that issue for yourself.
Here, Deborah, here's the fucking drag queen. Oh, it's kind of a reflection. Oh, now you gotta wait.
And you should always have light from the front of you, not from the back of you.
Mitch, what do you think about...
Not if you're ugly.
So who's the video on now? Is this the janitor?
We have so many listeners this evening.
This is not the janitor, that's me. What are you talking about?
Wait, I thought it was on the duck cam. I'm just playing.
There is no duck cam. It's a duck mic.
Why does her face look like she's peeling? She's sunburned.
Wait, let's hear the duck cam. Maybe something's going on.
Cheep, cheep. Cheep, cheep. Tweet.
I want him dead. I want him dead now.
Oh, Cindy McCain's out there? Yeah, duck cam's pretty boring.
Do y'all like Taco Bell?
No,
it's
too many squirrels.
Now you're making me hungry.
I
want
to share a secret with y'all.
Why?
So right now, if you use the mobile app to order, you get a free nachos. Or this is for all the listeners. So this is my gift to you. You get a free like Dorito taco, which you can get the hot one, the ranch one, or the other. This is candy.
You're so white trash, Debbie.
Listen. So what you do is you get one per order, okay?
You're like my mother.
30 orders, one taco each order.
Bitch, you're so smart. Because listen, I'm going to tell you the reason. Listen, now listen to me.
Food poison.
I swear to God, Deborah, you're related to my mother because I was just about to tell a story where she did almost the exact same thing.
Yes. I know. I'm going to tell you something else today because I'm really cheap. Oh, me and your mom would get along. Mm. So listen. So I like that burrito. You get like
a burrito.
You get the taco, but it has like
how can you eat that shit? Like, I love junk food. I am disgusting. I leave it in the car. I even had ants.
Better for you than Chipotle, bitch.
I had ants in the car in my mother's BMW. My father got so mad because I had ants. My mother goes, Madge, did you notice any ants in the car? And I said, yeah, they were there like all week. I thought that's normal. And she said, no. And then my father came upstairs. He's like, Madge, because that's my name, I just spent an hour getting all those ants out of the car. And now I had a, you know, spray raid. And I said, oh, that wasn't my fault. He said, yeah, there was all that garbage. I said, I just got rid of the fast food garbage. He said, there was a nasty cup of chocolate something. And you know what it was? I knew exactly what it was, but I didn't admit it. It was a Blizzard container. You know, a Blizzard with Oreo. But it was on the floor. It's too far to reach to get it and throw it away. It wasn't on the seat.
What kind of car is this?
BMW.
I slapped the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You can be a food fatty, but you don't leave a trail. That's how you get caught. You look in my car. I don't eat in my car. You don't open it in my car. You open it in my car, you're going out the window.
Excuse me.
First things first. Listen.
I didn't tell you my mother's coupon.
I got to finish mine. Then
okay.
You mama's.
All right. Okay.
So you get this thing. It's like $3.99 or $2.99. It's the taco with like the cheese and the burrito on the outside. So it's soft and crunchy.
It's disgusting.
So what you do, little Debbie's secret to you. Mm-hmm. What you do is you get the 99-cent, the 99-cent chicken thing. You can get the beef or the chicken. You get that for 99. Yeah. Order that, get your free taco. Make a new order. Order that. Free taco. Yeah. Free taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hometown.
What did you get?
I don't know. Well, quarter
pounder.
With, you know, like, hold on.
Were you with that obese one?
No. Order another one. This was all for me.
The one you went go to Ross and Bed Bath & Beyond with and all that?
Listen, order another one, then get it. So you get three, you're only paying $3, then you wrap them yourself. You say, you basically pay for it itself, and then everything's good. Then when you get to the window, you say, thank you, this one's for Tom. Is everything in there for Tom? Okay, good. Jerry, and then that, which they probably know you're lying anyways, but then you make it yourself, and then you save money. Second thing,
did you have food poisoning?
No, because it's good for, you know, it's vegetable-based.
That shit's disgusting. Can I please tell my mother's story?
Almost. Walgreens had a sale. Buy one energy drink, you get $1. So I got like 8 of those bitches and made them ring them up separate. She was so mad.
Sounds like you drank them all at once.
No, I sold them.
Okay, so.
Stabbing stomach pains and duty orders and Lynn.
So here's my mother's Bed Bath & Beyond thing. You know how you get those coupons in the mail? Yeah. 20% off.
Is that a medical bed?
Well, she shut up. We were there already. We discussed it. So that's Trotsky on there. It's Trotsky Cam. And that's a bathroom there. I have two bathrooms. That's a second bathroom.
They're both going to be filthy. Yeah.
Is Duty the squirt. Ceiling falling?
No. So in my mother's car, she has this coupon thing. It's in like a folder. Next to the handicap sticker.
She has a handicap sticker?
Well, everybody in Florida has a handicap sticker. It's the only way you can park. But that doesn't matter. So the thing is, there's all these Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. And I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and I wanted a coupon. I looked at them and she had like probably 20 of them. And I went through every single one. I couldn't find a single one that wasn't expired.
The oldest one
was like from 2002.
Everyone knows they don't expire.
Well, why do they have expiration dates?
This was covered on many TV grams before. I just watched.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't watch TV shows about Bed Bath & Beyond. Anyway, I found that out when the guy told me. So what my mother does is she says she buys. They let her buy like you can only use one for a single item. But she rings if she has to buy 10 towels. She said she'll buy 10 towels with 10 separate purchases and have a coupon for each one.
Oh,
and you can do that. Did you know that?
The store's still in business. That's what I want.
Because they just charge 20% more. It's not brain surgery. But I'll tell you this: if you want to get
you can get like on brand, very nice things there.
I know
for 20% off that you cannot get 20% off at any other place.
Yeah, but like what? What brand are you talking about? Because a lot of them are excluded.
Very expensive trash cans. True.
I didn't know there was such a thing as an expensive trash can.
Yeah, one of those coined the metal ones.
What is that, a compactor? You can get those IKEA for like $5.
Yeah, but not everybody has a fucking IKEA.
Do you have an IKEA, Cheryl?
Well, stuff for your kitchen, small appliances, vacuum cleaners, things like that, you dumb cunt.
I know. Well, the thing is, they don't allow Vitamix discounted, but they do have Blendtec 20% off, which is amazing if you think about it. But anyway, I got so confused, I couldn't buy anything because, like, there's all these people that are like, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? And they're all old queens here. Everybody that works here, like, what is an African-American woman in Chicago at a typical retail store is basically an old queen in this place. Wow. And they're everywhere, and they're just like, can I help you? Can I help you? And then I just see towels and sheets and shower curtains.
Can I help you? And then they've got duty on their fingers, and they touch your product.
And this one lady was the whitest, trashiest Cheryl. And she's like,
you take a video?
She was like getting in my way. I'm like, why is this white trash thing? She smelled like cigarettes. And then it turns out she works there and she says she can help me. I'm like, you could help me by getting out of my face and bathing. Not that I want to talk.
Well, that's when was the last time you showered?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, and you're in Florida and it's hot.
It was freezing last week and I had no heat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hometown.
Man.
What?
Ridiculous.
Do you think it's easy to move?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty easy.
£10,000.
Excuse me?
Matt, can you play the song? How did they fill you with yeast?
Did you send it to me on the Skype?
No, I sent it to you in an email.
Oh, an email. That's something new. Yeah. Nobody uses that new technology.
No.
How did they fill you with yeast? My father's been in the news again about the wind chill.
Why?
Do you know that?
About the what?
The wind chill. You know
what
that.
What do you mean?
You know how we changed the wind chill factor.
How did we change it?
He changed it. He fixed
Why?
It. Why? Because it was wrong a long
Why
time
was
ago.
It wrong?
Because they based it on scientific research that they did in Antarctica in like the 20s, and it was fucking bullshit.
So now is it colder it's when it's windy?
No, it's not as cold, because the old wind chill factor was bullshit, because they'd be like, it's negative 60. And you're like, if it was negative 60, your skin would be freezing as you walk outside. Anyway, because it didn't like, it didn't, you know,
hello. Blue sting.
What hurts?
Blue sting.
And Meep died. Did he die, or what happened?
He ain't dead. He was hit by a car window. From
car wreck.
Apparently some fucking old lady was riding through a car naked. Semen was shot. I don't know.
Semen was squirt gun.
And it
super
hit
Meep soaker.
With the windy.
So what, but Cheryl, that wasn't the one you thought was me. That was a different person. I found that really annoying. Okay? Cheryl?
Why?
Because you had your characters mixed up.
No.
Meep is the one that died in jail in like the second episode. He had the little thing on his head. Here it is.
I keep thinking I'm Mrs. Garrett. Is that normal?
Yes. Food allergies, anyone?
Out at this room. 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 Out at this room.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a four-week course.
Out at this room with feces.
What?
How did that happen?
Well,
it was good.
Is that how you like it?
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown.
It was good, but
I am a working.
It was good, but it's not finished. Who did that?
That was good.
Corn for Denny.
Is that pickle?
No, it's that lesbian-looking thing.
Rinkin' chinkin' or whatever?
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
That's something actually. It's really good, but she should work with X-Dope because it's a little too, you know, it needs just to be X-Doped up a little, and then we'll really have something.
X-Dope died.
No, he didn't. He asked for me for, he asked for a, two pictures of me to do some sort of a CGI. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I have no idea what it was for. Seriously, I didn't even ask. I'm just like, okay.
My guy said to me,
Debbie's video.
I would imagine so, but I didn't ask. I was just like, because he kept asking me, and I'm like, fine, whatever.
How long ago was this?
Well, he asked me probably over a month ago, and it took me about a week to get it back to him. It was the last time I was here. I've been back and forth, Spirit Airways, piece of shit, hometown. Never fly Spirit.
I love Spirit.
Why would they name an airline after what happens when you die in a plane crash?
Spirit. Not a ghost.
Yeah, and you're right. And if you're fat, you got to pay $50 for a fatty seat.
How does that work? Did they
in the seat?
No, they're just actually first class seats from normal airlines. Yeah. It's not bad. They just don't have any service, and they charge you for a fucking Coke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're on a diet?
Then you get Diet Coke.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, so let's tell the audience, Deborah, what you and I did. We tag teamed to Starbucks in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's this one near where I work, and
you tag team.
Yeah. And I flew up for the weekend.
So it was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, you know, and it's like, you know, shit, it's almost closing. And I go to the bathroom, and there, it looked like somebody had a duty explosion all over the sink and the mirror.
Serious.
It was like brown. It was coffee, obviously, but it looked like somebody had exploded diarrhea all over.
It was chunky. The sink.
So I'm like, Deborah, call them stat. And then I was like taking pictures of it as she's calling. And she had two of them in there cleaning the restroom.
Right. After, right?
What?
You're missing out the part. You know, okay. They first looked for the brooch.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, Nancy Reagan brooch.
Yeah. And, but the thing is, we can't hear it because Deborah didn't record it.
Well, I wasn't, you know.
Why not?
I wasn't just in the studio.
The call that you never released them. We didn't.
Honey, you know how many calls I got? I'm going to release it. I already made the intro to the new Grum.
Just have somebody in the audience do it. That Francisco Von, whatever his name is, he's desperate for things to do.
Yeah, but then you know what happens when you let like other people take over things. Look what happened with NBC, you know. They outsource their news and stuff like that, and then next thing you know, stuff gets edited. Next thing you know, I was in a chopper, and it was shot down.
Comcast.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I was in the Iraq War 10 years ago, and I was in a helicopter, and it was shot down.
Hometown. Mount Vernon.
Apparently, I wasn't mistaken.
You were a mistake.
Dark chocolate covered ginger.
Listen, I would like to discuss this. Comcast is my new internet carrier.
Okay. Oh, lucky you.
Not really. The thing is, I want to tell you what happened. So it didn't work when they turned it on. You know, I got my own modem, and it's supposed to be all self-service.
Yeah.
So they sent somebody over.
Okay.
A darker. Looking. He was a darker male.
So the
window was between 3 and 5. So when does he come? 5:20. And when he comes, he says, oh, and he comes and he plugs in the cable to the modem. He sees that there's no signal, which, duh, I know. He says, oh, there's no signal. You should have told us because now we have to get on the roof. But the roof is closed and the office is closed at 5 because it was 5:20. He totally did it on purpose. I found out the next day, after I bribed the larger office lady with a box of chocolates from Frango Mints, so that I would
Powerful.
Be... Yeah, it worked. And then she said, oh, the security guards have the key to the roof all the time. So the guy came the next day. Somebody cut my fucking cable inside the house. Yeah.
What?
And now I got all these fucking channels. The condo association makes us all get HBO and Showtime, which is a fucking ripoff. You know, so it's part of the assessments, which are insane.
What the hell?
Yeah.
They make you get it?
What if it's against your religion?
It's part of the basic package. Everybody gets it. The association, like, it comes out of your dues, which is retarded.
You get a discount?
No, you get it. It comes. You don't pay.
But you pay for it.
No, you don't pay for it.
Well, you pay for it as part of your fee.
As part of your association, yeah.
What is it? Okay. Explain to somebody that comes from a trailer park. How does the condo thing work? You got to pay more, even though you already paid for the thing?
Yep.
For the duck pond cleaning.
We have a huge... That lake is a private lake. I own 1/500th of that lake.
What?
Mm-hmm. And it's 75 feet deep, and you can get a bloat.
So if you wanted to, you could go out there and shit in your lake, and there's nothing nobody could do about it.
I don't think anybody would care if I shit in the lake. 75 feet deep? Shit.
Just saying.
Man...
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right.
Can we not eat on the ground, please? It's not professional.
Yeah. I want to watch some videos. I want to show you my new Grum holder that's from the other computer. So see how this nice. This is so nice.
What do you think about me eating that?
I don't give a shit. Eat all you want. I'm in Florida, the land of eaters. Everybody is Jewish and chews with their mouth open. What do I give a shit anymore?
Why are you showing our Grum holder?
Because we're playing videos. It's audience participation time.
You showed my picture. I'm just a fan.
Well, you're ugly. It's not my fucking fault.
Have y'all seen Wolf of Wall Street? I watched it the other day.
That was like 7 years ago, a movie.
I know, but I finally watched it. Oh, my God, it was so good. And my favorite part is like when he's fucking her, and she's like, oh, yeah, come in my pussy. Come in my pussy. You like that? You like fucking my pussy? Oh, yeah, you're going to come? You're going to come in my pussy? Yeah, that's the last time you're going to come in my pussy. I want a divorce.
What is this picture that somebody posed? Poked of a woman getting fucked from a glory hole.
What?
Yeah. A gay one or a straight one?
Oh, what about my new TV with Big Nicky on it? Doesn't it look nice? I've got a 48-inch TV, new weave. Do you
is
know that?
Is it the one you said you were going to get?
Your mommy buy you that too?
No, it was only $300. Mm. And it's 48 inches. I got the student discount count because I got one of those.
Student?
Yeah, because I got one of those maricopa.edu domains, so now I get all the coupons.
Wait. Student discount from what store?
Yeah.
Whoever, anybody who need. When usually the way you get Best Buy. Usually.
Student discount from Best Buy?
Yeah, they have good discount, Karen.
I wanted to get an iPad from
you. You can always get, like, the iPads are generally 50% off. Not 50%, $50 off.
I was about to say, girl.
If you, Deborah, I'll send you the coupon because I'm not going to buy an iPad. I can send you the coupon code. Remind me what? Later.
Wait a minute. Repeat this.
You're an Android bitch. Back off.
Yeah.
You got a discount from Best Buy from being a student?
Yeah. I've used it to buy my sister's laptop, my niece's Mac Mini, and this TV. It's only for certain items. And they always give at least $50 off of Apple stuff like every month. Other stuff varies.
Well, you can go to the Apple store and get the same thing.
No, because right now, listen.
But this is much cheaper because Best Buy always has it on sale. The education discount is more than that. Like, you still get the regular discount.
See, I want to get the iPad Air Wi-Fi Plus Cellular 64.
Why do you need that? Nobody needs. Nobody uses iPads anymore.
I do.
But why? You have an iPhone humongous. Why do you need an iPad?
Ain't big enough. I had the Mini. I sold.
Ain't big enough for what?
I sold the Mini to Text Girl, and I need
Text Girl.
And she
what?
Girl got Texas.
Texas.
Taxes, and she wanted to buy an iPad, so I sold her it for $200.
Fuck me.
And I want that.
Why do you need an iPad if you have a big-ass iPhone?
I draw and do the art for the gram.
When? You're Lynn Furno? I didn't know you're Lynn Furno.
No, for my gram. Mm.
When do you do those?
Artistic. And those pretty little face videos where I put you on the girls.
You mean once?
You draw on the...
That's frame by frame.
Here, let's watch this.
You an artist, that's right.
Here, this is something about an abortion here.
I used to hate pooping in public. You know the feeling. Nothing is worse than stinking up...
Oh, that's an ant.
Dr. Rollins, this is Ruth Stoops. She's about 8 weeks pregnant, and she wants to know more about her child.
Oh, fine. Ruth! Yes. Mm. Let me show you something. Ruth, your baby is already well into its journey in life. At 10 weeks, the baby is just about this size. And as you can see, the head and the feet and the hands are all fully
formed. Laura Dern?
Your baby has a heartbeat.
Cheryl made me watch this movie like 7 years ago.
Some studies have even shown brain activity. Now, isn't that remarkable that even at such an early stage, your baby is made in God's image?
What?
Here.
Yeah.
I want you to hold it.
Yeah, it's got a little thing.
Well, of course it does. That's because it's a little boy baby. Now, when you have
I'd
your
rather
baby,
have
what
an
would
iPod
you like to have?
If you do more
things. A little boy or a little girl?
What do you mean?
Well, we're just talking here. Let's say you decided to have the child. Would you like it to be a little boy like this one?
It's like a hotline.
Maybe a girl.
A girl. Yes. And what are we going to name this little punk? Are we going to call it Mary or Sally or Susie? Or?
See, now knowing how they work.
Tanya!
Baby Tanya.
So Wanda.
But I can't have a baby right now. I don't want another baby. You don't understand. I'm in a really bad, bad situation right now. I mean bad.
We know it's hard, Ruth. Very hard. But you have to face reality. If you feel as though you can't raise Tanya, we can put you on to an excellent adoption agency.
Yes.
What's the matter? Are you fucking people deaf? I said I want an abortion!
Wow.
Such a good movie.
I'd never heard of it.
What?
Oh, you gotta watch it, man. It's so cool.
That's a 1996 movie?
Yeah. How the hell are you gonna tell me to watch it? You never made Madge watch it.
I thought you'd seen it.
Deborah, why are you sending links to your goddamn Apple addiction? I want to see videos.
I need validation.
I need videos, not this fucking bullshit. We'll do that after the class is over.
It's so expensive. You can get a fucking computer for that much. Christ.
What was I going to do with
now, a computer? That's $3,000.
Why do you need an iPad if you have a phone plus?
$3,000.
The iPhone Plus is like twice as big as a mini. Why the fuck do you need both?
It's so small. I need bigger.
Cheryl, who posted this? This is disgusting. This man with his bowls.
Did you see the video that I made? You never commented on it.
Which video? There's so much shit posted on that fucking website. I can't deal with all of it.
What about this nasty pussy video? Let's watch that. I didn't watch it because it...
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck is that? I can't look at it.
No, no, viva no.
Oh, my God. I can't look. What's happening?
Look, man.
I just see a giant scab.
Look.
I don't know what it is. I can't tell.
Look.
What's going on with it?
Oh, hell no. Oh, God, no. Oh,
what's going on in it? What is it?
It's like a fucking mushroom.
It looks like an alien monster. Oh, my God, that's so fucking nasty.
I don't care how many times it can be. No, it can't. Hey, man.
Deborah, somebody in the audience is selling his iPad Air, 65 meg, and it has cellular. $350, and it's only 5 months old.
It's still
you interested, Deborah?
What? You'd be able to buy it for me?
$64 gig.
Stop! Man, guys, go back to the chat, and I had to look at it. Now, I'm serious. This is disgusting, and I'm seeing it in the fuck. I'm glad I didn't buy the 5K. Reagan, watch it in 5K.
What is even broadcast in 5K? What is broadcast in 5K?
I'm so... God...
There's
Jesus.
No reason. Even, you know, on Comcast, the Academy Awards, they don't even broadcast it in 1080. They broadcast in 720. Wait, where's that fat girl that I love? Okay, there's a fatty I wanted to show you. She's very proud of her fat, and she's fat. My abortion experience. What am I holding in?
Okay, do we know said person selling this?
Yeah, I know him very well.
Okay, well then we'll make this happen. I'll go return the other one I just bought, and we'll do it.
Okay.
What? And I'll just send you the monies. Do you got?
We'll deal with it after. I will.
I'm gonna send you a money order, Western Union.
Send it directly to this person. I don't want to. I don't need to be the. You don't want your identity disclosed.
Are you crazy? I'll send it to you in Venmo. VEMO or whatever.
What are you talking about? Venmo.
Okay.
Do you have Chase, that quick Chase thing or whatever?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, but listen, I'm serious. There's this crap I've been using with friends. It's called Venmo, and it's really neat.
God. Your addiction to Apple is even worse than mine. And that's. You need to get a Vitamix, Deborah, or a Blendtec.
The Blendtec.
Somebody said, could you guys stop and talk about
it? Blendtec's a new Vitamix.
Basically, yeah. It's prettier. It has a flat screen. It has a flat screen.
What, a Blendtec?
Yeah. Why isn't she talking?
I'm Cindy. So see, I am not that, you ugly looking bitch. Talk.
Yeah,
to me.
You ugly monkey. Go climb on another tree and jump off on the other side.
That seems like a nice family. That lovely young lady and her mom are tired of people online calling them liars, so they've been posting videos to set the record.
Whatever.
Breaking news. Big Hero 6.
Yeah, this video goes to all them whores.
What?
Big Hero 6 wins Oscar for Best Animated Feature Film.
Oh, my God. Can I did you watch the beginning of the Oscars? Awful.
What happened?
That fucking Neil Patrick Harris, not only was he not funny, but he asked that maid with that had the duty pie. What's her name, that actress? Olivia something?
Oh, yeah. I like her.
He asked her to watch, to keep an eye on something for her, for him. Ugh. Anyway, hometown.
He's getting overused, and his nerves gained some weight.
Why? He looks like a skull with skin. There's not even a...
And he has so much wax and makeup on his face.
Why is he the only gay? Period.
He's popular.
He's the only gay on TV. Ugh.
Georgia? You're talking about my niece, and I don't appreciate that one bit.
I said we replace it.
How would you feel
Leslie
if I talk about your family members like that and call them nasty names? Saying, oh, they got raped. Oh, they're a whore. You know what? I can care less about your fucking family anyway, bitch.
Fuck a family. Bitch. Fuck a family.
Why would I want to rape my own cousin so I can get them from my husband, Fred? I'm not that way. I don't go around and I don't touch little kids.
What about Frederick Jr.?
Validate that.
My daddy is not a fucking fake model.
Yeah, hey, and you're talking about my husband. I think you don't know my family members. You don't know them. You've never seen them. So shut the fuck up. In other words, make a bridge and get over it.
How can I be fake, Ellie Keane, if that's your real fucking name?
Yeah.
All the pictures is of me. All the videos is of me and my mom, Cindy. You see that lady right there sitting behind me? Well, that's my mom, Cindy. So see, I am not fat, you ugly-looking bitch.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah, you ugly monkey. Go climb on another tree and jump off on the other side. Next time, if you harass my daughter, she will get you on her ass.
harassment. Yeah.
One, I am pregnant with my son, Frederick Jr. Yeah. I'll be 5 months tomorrow, and he's kicking the shit out of me right now.
Yeah.
My dad died 3 weeks ago tomorrow at 6:18 a.m.
Yeah.
My husband's real. He's in the living room watching TV. He doesn't like drama. Why think I'd delete him in the first place off my fucking count?
Right.
But I have him on my family page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in 2000, I was 12 years old, turning 30.
I love this part where she plays with her, like, pants on her thigh.
2005, I was 19, turning 20. I was born in 1986. I should know how old I was in all them stupid pictures of me. Since they're my fucking pictures.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby.
This is not a wig. It's fucking real. If it was a wig, it'll fucking come off right about now.
Yeah.
I dyed it black. Right. You like my shirt? It says Mount Vernon, because that's where I actually live.
Hometown.
Yeah. I lied, I lied in Springfield when I didn't.
Stop.
My brothers, Jackson and Daniel, they're fucking dead also. Daniel is my twin, in case you guys didn't know. He died at three
days
old.
That's fine.
A smallpox. We both had it. He died and I survived. My brother Jackson died at the age of 27.
In a car wreck.
Last year, on his birthday. This year, August 2nd, he'd be 28. My sister Lucy is not fake either.
She's
real. And she turned 14 October 14th.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be 15 this October.
Yeah, and plus she went on a camping trip. We'll leave her alone. And then
Ricky Ricardo.
Fucking moron.
Or
fucking monkey. Oh, and then my Aunt Donna, my grandma's Millie Staley, and my Aunt Margaret, them dead pictures of them, well, they are dead also, and they're
dead
not fake.
Pictures.
I should know, I was in their rooms when they died.
Yeah,
and I was too.
Man.
Here, I have an idea. We can, Deborah has this proof of concept. Let's play with it.
So wait till my son turns a year.
What, Cheryl? What?
Please play the link, I think.
Where, in Skype?
But picture this. Can
which
picture
link?
One?
Is this the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is that?
This is YouTube?
They have amazing videos.
This is YouTube?
Yeah. Oh.
How come this is okay for YouTube?
Don't report it.
I got...
Don't report it.
Who is that? Is that you?
Yeah.
The church.
Yeah, the best channel on YouTube. Go to it. Not cool TV.
Now click my link, but before we go too far.
Just died. Oh my God, she was so fat. Aunt Teresa died. Oh my God, she was so fat. She wouldn't do what the doctor said either. She ate.
Well, this is
kind of
good.
Reminds me of the 90s. Deborah, you sent me a fucking bad link.
Oh my God, she was so bad.
Works for me.
It's not found.
What you call gangrene?
Gangrene.
It stinks so bad.
It's pumpkin, man.
No, it's not. Oh, okay, okay.
It's this for 20 out of band.
So bad.
G A and A and A.
420 and things. What? What's going on here? Are we watching porn?
No, it's an art video.
Is that you?
I was going to say. This is me.
It's you.
Oh.
Fort Wanda.
Oh, wait.
Is this like a thing, like guys that jack off and smoke pot now? Is that a new thing?
Wait.
Okay, I'll wait.
Gosh. Oh, I was trying to... I had yours full screen.
He's going to put it in his dick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right now. I see what I did. Hold on. Not that one. Hold
this
on.
Is what you were just jacking, fapping to.
Rubbing.
Rubbing.
I did send you the wrong link.
No shit.
Well, it's the same thing, but wrong one. But no, listen, when you were playing the, you know, he died, I survived, imagine if they introduced the next, like, Apple device. I think it would go over so well. iPhone, 64 gig. Yeah, 64 gig model. I think it could be popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
My husband will be pregnant again.
Yeah.
Yes, I am 24. She's 53.
Do you like
And she is not 80.
Like butthole TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't like it, KMA.
By the way, she does wear fucking bras. She has one on right now. I don't have on right now. I don't have on right now because I don't sleep with the bra on at night.
Wrong video.
Let's see anything else. Oh, and Peanut is too alive. He's not dead. No, I did not run him over.
I'm trying to find the Oscars.
So, Ellie Keith, how the hell can I edit out my voice? I don't know how to edit videos like this, you dumb, stupid-looking bitch. So, answer my fucking question. How am I fake? When all the videos and photos is of the same person, that is me. And Cindy was in two of them.
I don't play it because you strippers take down all those, too.
What?
Now go back to the go back to hell with your mama. She's the main thing you're looking for is
people trying to rebroadcast.
Fine, cunt.
But click this lovely link. It has the Oscars in it. Madge, the lovely link I sent you.
I bet it does. The one that says not found for the 100th time. Oh no, we're down here. Oh, I didn't scroll down. That's the problem. What? Deborah, you did not send me that. No. Deborah doesn't send duty. That was Cheryl.
Why is it working for me but not working
for you?
Here
it is. Here it is.
No more duty.
Here, I got it now. It's playing. No more duty. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fucking bitch. Deborah, what are you fucking. God, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Deborah. Is that the same guy? Oh my God, you are a disgusting fucking bitch. Deborah, the fuck is wrong with you? And it's repeating. It's fucking repeating. I fucking. What the fuck? Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking puke. Jesus. Cheryl's fucking orgasming. No, we're not gonna watch it again. Okay.
You have to tell the listeners what happened.
He's too good looking for that. That's so disgusting.
Here, let's read the comment.
You hot shit pig, you deserve to be fucked up your shitter after that.
Mad, what happened?
He shit.
People are listening to this.
The pot smoker who was jacking off and being hot and stroking off his cock all of a sudden is in another video and you see it from below. He's jacking his dick and you see a turd come out of his asshole.
A large, long...
But his dick was a lot bigger when he was masturbating.
Like one more time.
No.
Different angles, honey.
It comes out so cleanly, too, said Space Diva.
Stop sending me these pieces. Look, this is not a scat grum. I'm over that.
Why?
Because
it's
that's
childish, and this is more of a...
That whole butthole TV grum, when we're doing a call and you want to play a duty sound, it's a great source.
I'd rather use you. I don't need them. I have your duty. Jesus Christ. You're making me sick, Cheryl. Cheryl.
Me.
My name's Cheryl.
I gotta be so hateful.
Mm. And I said at my lecture the other night, white people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them, and they don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seemed to want to go to the restroom. I mean, I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just wanted to get there.
So I'm fascinated with this show episodes, because there's the lady that does that grovel voice. Did we talk about this?
About what?
Oh, yeah.
That show episodes. Have you seen it, Cheryl?
No.
You should see it. Because there's this girl. I'm just going to show you the video I'm working on. It's in Final Cut. Oh, no, it's on the different computer. Never mind. But anyway, this woman, all she does is make funny faces and make this, that noise like. Oh, wait, her voice. I'll show you a coupon of her. Her voice annoys me. Voice annoys me. Wait, we're going to watch this one. Okay, her name is Myra Licht, and I swear to God, this fucking shit, I love this show because of
Maybe
her.
Maybe the next one's better.
Look at her face.
Okay,
whenever you're ready.
I'm Rena Keevy, reading for the untitled Shelley Siegler pilot.
She just did this play in New York. She's supposed to be brilliant.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm not speaking to you.
Really? Sounds like you are.
Would you rather do a countdown? I'm sorry, I didn't realize this is kind of retarded. Do you want to do a countdown?
That's good.
Let's do a countdown, because I like this.
So wacky.
Okay, Cheryl, you're going to do the counting. Cheryl, do a countdown. Cheryl, do a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Maybe the next one's better.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm Rena Keevy, reading for the untitled Shelley Siegler pilot.
She just did this play in New York. She's supposed to be brilliant.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm not speaking to you.
Really? Sounds like you are.
Well, I shouldn't be. I so didn't want to take Aaron to that party. I knew it was a bad idea.
What happened?
What happened? We had a great time is what happened. End of the night.
Are her ears funny?
Amazing kiss. Amazing. And now I can't
browse for the chair.
Maybe. They're kind of like little bat ears.
Is that what it is?
Well, if we go to a series, she can always get them clipped or something.
Would she do that?
For a series?
That's not funny.
I don't know. Is she a show? She doesn't feel like a show. She feels more best friendy.
This is for the best friend.
Oh! Is she too pretty for the best friend?
Only if the lead girl's another bat.
She looks like someone I went to camp with.
Was she a show? Can we get her?
Oh, my God.
I love her face.
I'm not getting the brilliant thing.
She looks like Cheryl. Hands. I mean,
she's like a less funny, what's her name?
Sleep with him?
What do you think?
Her voice annoys me.
I don't know how we're going to cast this. There's nobody good left.
She has too much vocal for her own.
Well, that's the point, dumb bitch.
Right away.
Oh. All right. Keep going without me.
Man, your video's frozen on the holder.
No, it's not.
Something came up.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yes, I said it earlier.
Oh, now it's not. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I said it too.
She's British, though, the lady. I love her because, like, the only thing I see when she's in a scene, even if she's like this, she doesn't really have any lines except for, that's the most line she has in the whole series. But she's so fucking funny, and I'm working on a compilation of all of her making noise thing.
Oh. And see, that's what'll make her famous. That's the same thing, like, you know, when you...
Yeah,
why
whatever.
Why do all of our pilots suck?
Oh, am I muted?
I sit there, I watch them...
No, I'm just not listening to you.
It's just... It's incomprehensible. This is the Hindenburg of development slates. These pilots, they make me wish that I had cancer again.
That's
just so I can tell people, you think this is bad. I have cancer again.
It is stuck.
How did this happen?
Man, that's a downer.
It's stuck again. What's going on?
Yo, you're such a cunt. That is not a rhetorical question. How the f*** did this happen?
Can we actually talk?
You're the head of comedy. Why is none of you funny?
I don't know why.
Some of my f***'s funny.
You gotta watch this show, Sean.
Well, comedy is very subjective.
I'm running to the bathroom, but I'm taking the Bluetooth.
Oh, whoa.
The Bluetooth?
The Sony headphones. Can you hear me okay?
Did you return them yet? You haven't returned them?
I couldn't. When I tried to return, she's like, oh, it's been too long. I said, damn.
Here I have a video of Star Jones playing tennis.
With her skin?
I have our mutual friend.
Man, I'm in a fart for you. Hold on.
Look, Griselda... I don't know if I can say this, but Griselda took this video of Star Jones playing tennis. And I'm not saying that her tennis partner threw a ball at her and hit her. No. That's Star Jones in the middle. I don't know why it's in slow motion. Anyway, whatever. Match set. Okay.
Is Star Jones playing it with her skin? Yeah. All of her loose skin?
I think so. Yeah, it's loose skin ball. Yeah. She made a racket out of her skin. Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean?
No way.
No, she's taking her arm and all that extra skin from losing the weight, and she just hits the ball with it.
Or she made a tennis racket with it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
She used it like as a fabric? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't get old. That's a good thing.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that, whatever, you know, over her snap, over her snap, over her snap. I don't know, I'm trying to...
Do we want me to...
Welcome to PrayLive.com. To enter the prayer channel.
I bet you thought that was real, but it's not. I don't know. I thought I made favorites, like, to play later. I don't even know where the fuck is. It is.
It's so organized.
Yeah. Do you have any... I want to play videos, but... Oh, wait. What? Here's Gail. Fine.
What?
Gail? It's a workout.
First off, I'd like to honor the people at the Boston Marathon who died or remained or injured. You can hear that horrible air conditioner in the background. I really wish the Lord Jesus would fix that for me. The Jesuits are behind that noise.
Yes, he did.
You hear that? Anyways, I have made a total workout video. It's about...
Okay, she's joking, right? Like, I refuse to believe that, yeah.
She made a workout video for the Boston Bomber?
Yeah, the Jesuits or something.
Didn't they lose enough weight when the bomb went off?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. What's this? It says Sylvia's face on it.
My dream man, touch your body. Do it. Do it again. Do it. Do it again. Don't resist. Touch the handle. Run your hand along. Go all the way up. Like the
team. We get any money? Does. Jesus.
Feeling, touching. Work your body. Feeling, touching. Work your body. Don't resist. There is a window. Look out the window. Notice the window. Kyle. Sugar. Against the bed.
Or if they won't call, they know what they gotta do.
On a couch in the front room.
Your body.
On the countertop. The sink. On a couch in the front room. Even open the door. Feeling, touching. Work your body. Feeling, touching. Work your body. Run your hand along it. Go all the way up. Will come almost naturally.
Cheryl, what is this relationship you have with Troy from the internet, from our Golden Circle? What is that relationship?
What do you mean? What's my relationship?
I would like to know. He sends you his penis pictures. He sends you pictures of with cum on his face.
Yeah.
He's very hot.
Okay, yeah. So he...
Yet you're not. You're very ugly. And he worships goblins. Okay?
Well,
now,
sometimes...
What's going on there?
It was bound to happen that there would be somebody that would love dark entities like myself. And that they themselves would not be a dark entity. Now...
Wait, now I need a sound clip. Go ahead.
So, it's about time that somebody enjoys me for me and thinks that you're an ugly cunt.
I can't find dark entities.
There is no limbo.
It is not a ghost. You might want to get into, let's say, ghost busting if you wanted to, is not to be corny. The same as Johnny Johnson or Yanni Johnson.
They have hunches. That's manly to have a hunch. Either that or I'll go over and hold it stiff for you. She's one of these people that was like, believers walk around
going. No dark entity, nothing can come up. No one. No dark entity, nothing can come up.
On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you forever.
Somebody could tell us that we were ugly, shut up. No.
Yes.
I've been violated in some way.
I love that one, because it's been turned into music.
You don't mean to tell me that a woman who's been married to a man for 35 years and he runs off with a 19-year-old, she's going to go, have a nice day. Yeah. No.
I always call it the waffle dust. The-
How long have we been worshiping Sylvia?
So long.
Cheryl, did you hear on our last show that the guy with the humidifier hair?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
The guy with the humidifier hair.
Wait, say it again?
The humidifier hair. The psychic. We were talking about him.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the videos?
No.
Oh, God.
Here at UCLA, it's finals week. So we know that I'm not the most politically correct person, so don't take this offensively.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, anytime we say something like
that. Is it recording?
It is recording.
Okay. So we're deep frying everything here at the Super Bowl party.
Not her.
And this is what, like, the little thing is ended up looking like.
No.
I want to eat this.
Wait a second. Look at her makeup. She has, like...
I would just eat this.
She has makeup on her cheekbones to make it look like she has cheekbones.
Oh, man.
Look at her. It is hilarious. Like, you have this giant face that looks like a whale's ass, and she uses makeup to draw
contouring
cheekbones.
We call that, honey.
You call that what?
Contouring. Makes her face sort of look like a whore. Call that number I gave you.
No.
Now.
I'll call
I've got a limerick for you.
You gotta read your fucking story.
It's too late.
There once was a woman named Cheryl. Pearlette was long and unsterile. Infected it got, and when she was hot, the discharge could fill a rain barrel.
Okay, I would like you to read American Horror Hole Story after this call.
More and then, limerick.
Because there once was a no, woman later. It's calling now. Hometown.
What am I
going to
say?
I'm doing it.
You are?
Yeah, because you don't even know what it is.
Shut up.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at Hollywood and Highland. The one and only t-shirt bra collection is back. Now available in new styles and colors. Stop by and get yours. Our hours of operations are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you want to speak to a customer representative, please press 0.
Zero.
Press it.
Real good.
He died, I
survived. One moment, please.
Hometown. He died, I survived. What? I hate RuPaul.
Join the club. Jesus, answer the phone.
I really like what you did.
I'm going to ask them, like, have they seen any celebrities? Can they go out live on the field for me?
Yeah.
This is right across from the Oscars. Literally, it really is.
Yeah.
I figured we could just call around and try to get people to go and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it ain't working.
Facial wasting.
I can't find
so
that
many damn
fatty.
Celebrities in one small place. It's kind of scary.
I can't find that fatty.
I hope they get bombed.
I mean, I'm serious.
Bombs. Well, I bet Mitch Casey.
I'm really glad that you made us rush into this call.
Well.
Thanks.
And?
Hold on. God wants us to call this number now.
Yeah, the other number, oh, Cheryl, the one I told you, the private one.
Yeah. That we're calling. What are we calling?
I finally found what I want to show you.
Who's doing that?
Hi, this is the helpline. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Tawanda. I need some help.
How can I help you?
I need some help. I think I'm getting kicked out. I'm not sure.
Okay. I can give you the number to a homeless shelter in your area. What's your zip code? I'll look that up for you.
I don't know what to do.
Do you think you may be pregnant?
Yeah. My name's Evelyn. I need more than a number. You know what? I need help. I need more than a number, ma'am.
I need to keep the sign open for serious callers only, okay? Your name has changed twice in 5 seconds.
My name is not... Excuse me? I am in pain.
Caller back.
My name changed. I said Tawanda. Somebody has it. Well, but you know.
Okay, what you should say is, oh, you got to make time for people that you're going to pretend can get abortions, but really you're going to make their keep their pieces of shit.
Has she not seen fried green tomatoes? Fuck the bitch.
What?
Fried green tomato. It's a saying for Tawanda. I've been saying all night. You know, for Tawanda, do something different. Don't break the mold.
I want to tell you, my friend knows that guy you will love from that show. Brother Darlin or whatever. Brother Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows him.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you?
As I was saying, I was giving you my full name. You were asking where I was from.
Okay.
My middle name is Tawanda. My first name's Evelyn. My last name's Couch. Okay? You want to know everything about me? Okay, I had a brother, too. He died. I survived. It's smallpox. Okay?
Okay. How can I help you tonight? Because it wasn't me. It must have been one of my coworkers that you were talking to. But I can still help. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I think I'm pregnant again.
Okay. Have you missed a period? Is that why you're concerned?
Yeah. Unless my dog licked it all up and I didn't, and I did have it, but I don't think I did.
What I have access to would be a pregnancy center where you can have a test done so you can know for sure.
Do you think my dog can tell when he eats my vaginal blood and feces?
I have no idea about that. I'm not a medical professional.
Is that normal?
I'm sorry, is what normal? Your phone faded out there.
Is it normal for the dog to do that when you're pregnant?
To be honest, I'm not sure.
Well, it also happened, oh God, with a horse. Do you think the animals tell when you're with the child?
I'm not sure. It's possible. They might know, but
so,
I'm not sure.
What do you think I should do about this baby? Should I use some kind of meat slicer to shear my chlips? Because they're getting very long, and I think having a baby inside of me makes it worse.
I don't know about that. That doesn't sound too safe for you.
What about a hot wax to get the hair out?
Again, that doesn't sound safe for you either.
Well, how do you trim your clips?
I'm sorry?
How do you trim your clips?
A hot wax or a tweezer or anything like that.
Tweezers?
I would talk to a doctor and have a professional
event. Well, I'm watching Oscars, and there's this homosexual who keeps talking And his face is so horrible. He makes me, you know, I'm worried if I had a baby, it would grow up to look like him.
Okay. Understandable, but there's also a possibility it might not.
So it might not look like Neil Patrick Durple.
Right.
I think, so is it normal? I don't know how to deal with, how do you deal with necrosis of vaginal tissue? Because there's all of these little, do you know what maggots look like? I think that there's some on my vagina, Leops. Is that normal?
Not that I'm aware of. I would see a doctor just to be on the safe side.
Right. So should I just pick them off with the tweezers or what?
That's up to you. If you decide you want to do that, and I would just want you to take it with you to the doctor.
What's a vagina supposed to smell like?
I have no idea.
Oh, can you smell your own? Like, if you took off your panty and you smelled it, what would it smell like?
I have no idea.
It smells so bad. Have you ever burnt a tuna sandwich? It smells like
the doctor.
You think the doctor
would smell the panty?
Do you think the doctor would smell my panty?
I don't know. It's always, he or she's always checked out to see what's going on down there.
Would they swab my rectum and my vagina to see if it's normal and if I have C. diff inside of me?
They might, just to see if there's an infection or something going on.
Well, because last time I went to the doctor, they said I had MRSA, that I had vancomycin-resistant LEOP, and C. diff. How does that happen? Is that normal?
I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not sure if you know.
Well, what do you do about that? If I've got duty cramps and a baby.
Right, I would probably see if there's medicine you can take while you're pregnant. That may help.
Well, because I was raped by all these black men, and they filled my vagina with feces, and now I have CD up in MRSA. And I don't.
Should be able to be treated.
He filled my vagina with feces, and now I have MRSA. And there's so much C. diff, it's just foaming. Have you ever had C. diff?
I have not.
Do they do that? Do they cure it with a fecal transplant?
It's possible. Again, I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Now, what other phrases do they teach you in Noble Lord Training School?
You can answer general questions about pregnancy. The ones you're asking are medical questions.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the general questions? Like, what kind of question would that be?
We can answer general symptoms, why you think you might be pregnant, things like that. We can also find you a pregnancy center that can answer in greater detail than we have.
So, if, there's this man I know, and he, I think one of the, either I was got pregnant because of the feces in my vagina, or this man, he ejaculated on my stomach, and can I be pregnant from that?
Well, If any of that ejaculatory fluid drips down to the bathroom through the vaginal opening, it is possible, yes.
Okay, so it could drip inside of my glands. What about a blowjob?
If you can get pregnant from that, you mean?
Yeah, if I ate the semen.
No, if the stomach is not connected to the vaginal opening, it's not.
Well,
that
mine
way,
is. Yeah. Well, what about...
Directly, I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, what about duty? What if I... What if I ate his duty?
And it's not likely for pregnancy to happen from that. It would have to have ejaculatory fluid in it. And
okay. So if you filled me with his feces, then I want to get pregnant.
Swallowed a feces? No.
Okay. Is that normal? I don't want you to touch. Don't touch me. Is that normal?
That, no. That's considered a fetish.
Oh, sorry, there's a train. Hold on. What do you mean?
Where it can get excited from doing different things like that.
Like what?
You asked me about eating his poop. Oh. Swallowing poop. That's considered a fetish. Where he got off on it. He got excited because you did that.
You mean when I got all moist and when I female ejaculated when I ate his duty?
Right.
Okay. Well, what other kind of things are you into?
Another thing I can answer?
Well, is it also a fetish when people eat pee?
Again, that's a fetish.
So you can't get pregnant from eating pee?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is it normal to have thoughts about Jesus Christ?
What kind of thoughts?
Well, I kind of imagine him on the cross and me going down on my little knee and eating his... penis and eating his feces, blood and urine, and letting that's what broke her. Hello? That's what broke her.
Call her back. Say your phone messed up.
The ducks were really into her. Did you hear those ducks?
Yeah.
They were really into her.
I see why your condo is cheap now, and you live by a fucking train track.
I've
that
never
was
heard
the
a
water
train.
Train.
I've Can never
you hear that in your condo,
Cheryl. What that duck cam sounds like? It like magnifies the sound like 300
you hear
times.
Hear it inside your condo.
No, I have a duck cam. I'm serious. It's outside. I put
it
the
close to the water.
I put the remote mic because Deborah asked me to outside because she wanted to be like fucking PNS explosion. She asked me this last time we do a grum. I did it. She didn't. I survived. He died.
Man.
So, why Why'd she hang up when I was talking about Jesus, but not about the duty?
Okay, call back.
The combination of the Jesus and the duty, I believe.
Baby crack.
It's 11 o'clock. While you do this, I'm going to find out how much donations
call her
we
back
have.
While you're
right,
doing
fuck
that.
Count, fuck.
I'll talk.
Oh, God damn it. I think Deborah.
Call the other number I sent, and Cheryl can do that one.
More calls.
No.
Yes.
Noah Borg is boring.
Okay, we won't do Noah Borg. Yeah. Is this Noah Borg?
Hi, this is the helpline. How may I help you?
I had a question. Hello? I was just, is it normal if I wanted to suck off Buddha? But it,
I'll ask. Call it back.
Was that the same one or was that the first one?
No, that was the first bitch. It was mean to me.
She has no, you know.
I'll talk to that cunt.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
Look, if they get mean, say you'll put a pox on their house.
Optionline.org.
That's over.
They blocked us.
Can't imagine. Oh, let me play this fucking clip for you, this video. This is the one I was trying to find. It's hilarious. It's Fatty Rage. It's called Fat Poem. Dallas Fat Poetry.
Ladies and gentlemen, been to the boards before you, one ton of absolute curvaceous attitude coming right at you. I'm fat. That's right, I said it, I'm fat. But I don't have to be small just to make you feel big. I get to be big. Big in body, mind, and spirit. I'm a large girl, I take up space, and I don't want to hear you say, but you have such a pretty face. Honey, I am pretty in a lot of other places, too. Precious few of which I intend to show to you. Yeah, I'm fat. Hourglass figure? Something more like an hour and a half. Aware of the fact that because I'm wide, I will be disqualified as sexy by minds too narrow to appreciate this wider perspective. Ain't much I can do if that's their view. But do they suppose that they'd be greater if only I were lesser? Forget that stuff. I don't need the pressure. This is me. And every inch of me is mine. And I know that these fine arms have held the crying, comforted the dying. Upon this ample lap, lovers have laid the raking skulls, and I've lulled them to sleep. My spirit is wide,
so
and
my
tall,
hips.
And deep, and big, and fat, undeniably fat, defiantly fat. I have grown, weary of the dark colors meant to camouflage. I am as big as a house with a two-car garage.
Oh, my God.
What? You lie, right?
No tricks gonna make me look like I'm a size 6. No tricks, no lies will disguise these thighs, so guys, I will rise against the lessons I learned as a girl. Nothing will lessen me. And I will wear horizontal stripes. Bright colors, short skirts, big prints. The clothes that make me happy are the clothes that make sense. And what makes no sense at all is why should I have to fake small when I can be grand, immense, voluptuous, Rubenesque, P-H-A-T. F-A-T. I can and will be as big as I want to be. Matter of fact, I'll stretch out north, south, east, west for half a mile in all directions. Be nothing but me. And you will just have to go around. I'll say it out loud. I'm fat and I'm proud. All my round sisters rock on. And all my little bitty sisters. Y'all rock it big. Because it ain't about how many inches round, dig. It's about how big you are in here.
What
I
about
it
the?
It was really good.
She didn't say anything about the ironic pigtails, though. I mean, it's not like you have to have pigtails because you're fat, is it? And that's.
I mean, it's good, but I mean, once you know global warming kicks up a notch, I don't think we'll be having any discussion because everybody would be starving and skinny.
I don't think she has enough to eat. Yeah, come. Oh, here's another one, Melissa May, fat girl. Oh, this is a good one.
So the poet tells me. Oh. All cloaked in beautiful words and authentic Albanian eyebrows that she makes clothes for bodies. Not bodies
like
for clothes. My body sits folded in a wicker chair like two pallets of rising dough.
Oh my God, the guy at the airport, no shit. He did not think I was me. He looked at my driver's license. He looked at me like five times. He said, "This does not look like you." I said, "It's me."
Looks like you're part asses.
I said, "I got ugly." He did not laugh. He just kept staring. He let me through, but he was like this close to calling hometown security.
Yeah, you look like you're part
asses. Pray she can't see my navel tremble.
You should have said, "Been
tell
like,
her I have been the fat girl in over a dozen schools. I sit all token-like in their hall of fame, except they don't give awards to punchlines. So I repeat the code of conduct like a mantra, even years after the cap and gown of yellow in the Oklahoma sun. Do not like bullies. Do not go for seconds. Do not draw attention. See, I know what a body feels like when it changes from vessel to funeral shrouds, to sarcophagus. I have been buried alive for so long, I've forgotten what the sun tastes like.
Well,
they're allowed to hate me.
Oh.
See, even now, strangers on that street are allowed their sharp tongue judgment, their sound effects. Being this big is fuel for the last appropriate hate crime. It is stand-up acceptable in its pretty designer suit, size medium, pressed in brand new shoes. It's my fault that I will never curve like a comma around the bodies of people I am not allowed to love. I'm supposed to settle for anyone who can stomach my punctuation, but I can change. See, somewhere between crash diets and elastic waist pants jeans, there is another body waiting to be carved from between my hips. I swear if I find her, I will send her out in ambassador advocate glory while the rest of me stalks dark corners, because you never forget that black can be so slimming. There is no symphony that plays for fat girls.
Pound sign, no neck.
Pound sign, yeah.
Turn it off.
Okay.
Okay.
I like fat poems, though.
American Horror Story.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, let me switch to my ugliness cam.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the first installment of the season finale.
What?
Enjoy.
What's
it's
first
much
installment?
Shorter this time.
Okay.
BJ, Baby Jane.
Okay.
We have theme music.
Oh, I'm not ready. What's the name of that thing again? America's something or
duty.
Other?
Duty.
No, no, no. That's True Duty. It's that America's something or other detective show. Deborah.
Mysteries. Unsolved mysteries.
Okay.
ISIL.
God damn it. ISIL.
You look like Tarzan.
Why isn't it playing? Go.
Horrible Story, season finale, part 1, episode 7. Previously on American Horror Story, Cheryl discovers that Christopher killed Sylvia with rice and laced cigarettes. Sylvia reneges on her deal with Ralph and is planning to reincarnate back into this world through the fast-growing baby in Cheryl's ballet. Cheryl tries to get a backlot abortion in an abandoned Shoney's parking lot, but Jan Brewer shows up and stops the abortion by shooting Montel Williams dead in Ferguson. I awoke with blurry vision in what appeared to be a white hospital room after Jan pistol whipped me unconscious. I looked down and saw that I was strapped onto a bed. There was a beeping of a heart monitor and all kinds of electrodes attached to mains. My heart started to race and the beeping increased. I screamed, "Where am I?" Behind a curtain to my left, an angry woman's voice responded, "Hey, shut up over there, you stupid bitch. You're making him worse. I'm pregnant with my son, Frederick Jr., and he's kicking the shit out of me right now." An older woman then quickly let out a "nyah." I started panting, and an older Filipino woman, who looked like a nurse and or a grandma, walked up to me. She said, "Oh, Mom, you're awake. It's so good to see you're doing well." She began petting my face. I cried, "Who are you and where am I?" She explained, "Oh, Mom, my name's Jasmine. Your sister brought you here. You're at the Option Line Pregnancy Center in Red Bank, New Jersey." I was floored. Where? That cunt. Jasmine swiftly slapped me across the face. Sternly, she said, "We won't allow that kind of language here, Mom." She then moved to a dresser with her back to me. She continued, "You might have been used to the nightclubs and the party lifestyle before using such cursing, but you're going to be a mother soon. You need to clean up and be a role model, Mom." I told her that I'm going to get an abortion. Jasmine pulled a shiny phallic device out of the dresser. She said, "That's why you're at the option place. We have to give you your options." She moved closer to me and started looping up the phallus. "First, we're going to give you a vaginal ultrasound so you can see your baby and think long and hard about wanting an abortion." I cried, "No!" But as the word escaped my lips, she had shoved the cold metal into my lady lips and dug the device deep inside of me. I felt it wiggling inside and pushing against my innards, including my booling bull-sized fetus. Jasmine was now elbow-deep in my lips, and the squiggling movements pressed the contents of my colon around terribly, and I squeezed my sphincter tightly to try and prevent it, but the pushing and pulling and prodding forced a lava-like flow of excrement out of my anus. This steamy mess spilled around my buttocks on the bed and seeped down the sides of it. I shouted, "Stop it! Please stop!" I struggled in my restraints, rolling around the muddy puddle. Yet, none of my shit even fazed her. "It's just a fetish, Mom." Jasmine's eyes were fixed on the monitor I couldn't see. She was deaf to my pleas and gasped, dropping the ultrasound into my hole. She pressed her hands to her mouth and let out a, "Dios me!" She made the sign of the cross, kissing her thumb. I stopped struggling and asked, "What is it?" Sylvia's apparition drifted to the foot of my bed and grinned at me. She began a smoky laugh. "Huh?" She said, "Your baby is mine, Cheryl." Jasmine shook her head and bolted up, saying, "There is an evil, most hideous inside of you. We need the headmistress of Noaborg right now. I must go get her." She ran to the door and began in shouting, "Deborah, Miss Deborah Wilkerson, to be continued."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the better episodes.
I was going to say that was a good one.
It was good, but I was trying to figure out PayPal, so I wasn't listening to the second half.
Maybe Jane really loved it herself. I like a shorter format, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can deal with this Brendan T. Oh, my God.
He's weird.
Brendan, listen.
What does he want?
He sent me 3 stories.
Ugh.
Super Bowl Sunday was months ago.
Well, that's not his fault. I mean, you're the one that never does Groms, you know?
True.
11 hours ago, he sent me Super Bowl Sunday parts 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
That's what you want, though. That means you have a fan. That's amazing.
Right. Is it any good? Did you read it?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have an iPad to read it on, right?
Yeah, everybody needs an iPad. Yeah, Frederick,
do you want me to start reading this?
Why?
I'll have Debbie pre-read.
What? No, we're doing money now. It's after 11. We'll do it next week. What's one more week?
Oh, are we doing a show next week? Are we sure?
Next whatever. I don't mean literally.
No, next week.
Literally.
Next week. You have the Grum studio K. now.
Shut up.
I can't commit.
Girls.
It's okay. We're still split halfway.
Girls. Okay, let's do money now, okay? The last show.
Girl.
The last show we did was December 25th.
Sorry.
It's three of us. So we're going to go through. This is going to take a while. And you're going to shut up. Okay. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Oh, you
want
to play with this little pussy?
God, it doesn't even like.
He's so fucking tight.
You sound like Reagan when you did that.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, my pussy. I
can't do a call.
The baby's coming out, but I'm gonna come.
Is it?
It's a fetish. Stop. Do it.
That's so. Oh, it made me feel creepy. It made me. Creepy.
Feel.
I'm just saying in general.
I mean, you do that on cam all the time, honey. You know. Come on.
You want me to pull that fucking baby doll out of my pussy? Is that what you want? You want me? Oh, yeah. You want me to shove this KFC chicken boneless thigh wing? Yeah, you want it? Oh, my God. My pussy.
I got a garbage disposal.
Oh, that's nice.
I've never had one before. Do you know you can...
It's because you live by the train track.
You can put everything in it but oil and coffee grounds.
Yeah, they told me you can put chocolate in it. So yeah, here's what I don't understand. Like, how come when, like, people murder people, why don't they just put them in the garbage disposal?
I don't think I'm...
Because I was watching that show, The Americans, and they're like going through all this trouble, and they're putting this lady in the suitcase. Did you see that show? And they fold this lady up.
It's a bone.
Put her up in the
suitcase.
It doesn't grind up bones, man.
It grinds fucking chicken bones.
No, it does not.
Yes, it fucking does.
What?
It does. I read the instructions.
You don't put bones down. But
yes, you do. It's in the fucking instructions. It says specifically.
Coffee grounds are fine or something.
It says small bones are permitted.
Small bones, man. A femur.
Well.
So hypothetically, if a listener out there is planning on having an at-home abortion.
Will it blend?
You have to get a special point. Yeah.
You know this is going to be subpoenaed, right? The audio from this call.
Okay. Are you ready, Cheryl? You got your pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going...
You're looking good than a girl.
Oh, I got to turn the Kratzky cam.
Oh.
Hi, sweet boy. Oh. He wants covies. I might have to cover him. You want covies? See, that means he's got to get covies. You want your covies, honey? Hey, sweetie.
Yeah,
come here. Come here.
Go here. Trusty porn surprise.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Now that you're in Florida, why don't you rent that doggy out?
Reagan's calling. I'm not letting him in. Nope.
Yeah, you're,
too late.
Your vagina's really big.
Jesus Christ. Good Lord.
Wait, you have a very nice...
large vagina.
Well... It kind of looks like,
No, Reagan.
What's it called?
Camel toe.
I have, Cheryl.
You had a big camel toe.
Listen, shut up. Do you want the money or not? I'll just take the fucking money. Reagan is stalking me. Stop it, Reagan, or I'm going to block you.
Show us your pant.
Cheryl, do you want money or not?
Show me your pants, and then you...
It's 10:23.
Show us your pants.
Oh, Trotsky, fix that bad match for me. It's not lined up properly.
There you go. There's my pants.
Show me your pants.
Well, there's a delay. Now, let's get money. Okay. You asked for pants.
No, not those pants.
December 27th, $10 from Jeff S.
We get 2,000.
No talking during this fucking shit, okay? This irritates me. We're going to get through this. It's a lot of shit.
Okay.
Payment, next payment.
We just have a shit Google spreadsheet and then you just put it on. Never mind.
No, I already do all the fucking work. I do the production. I take the hit from all the fucking money. Every fucking thing gets goddamn deducted. Like the goddamn 59 cents comes out of 10 fucking dollars because PayPal's a fucking ripoff. So if you're not going to make me go off.
Damn.
What was...
I will go off on your ass.
Okay, Brad...
Huge clitoris.
Bradley R., $5. Anthony B., $10. With a note that says, for the girls, girdle spillover. Oh, that was for girdle spillover on Cremis. Okay, somebody named Nutella. Thanks for the wonderful Grom. I wish I was dead. $3.99.
No, we wouldn't get any more money.
Edith, $25.
Oh.
Refund. Oh, never mind. That's something else.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Duxlery, $5, recurring. Brian P, $15. Daryl D, like dog, 30.
Daryl Dixon?
Daryl D.
Previous.
What?
Shh.
Huge dick.
Dylan has a note that says, is that how you like it? And he gave us 9.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kelly S, 25. Mark C, 20.
Yeah.
Justin D, 5. Recurring from, well, Jason P, as in penis, 10. Donation from Jason P, again, 40.
Oh,
Jason had this note. My boyfriend wanted to send a little extra turd for making him laugh so much. That's sweet. So, did I tell you Rob P, $2.99?
No.
Sorry, ladies, my donation sucks this time, but I'm broke as hell right now. Here is at least a $2.99 plate of shrimp at LJS.
It makes stinky turds.
You'll need to get bus fare from Reagan. $15. Anonymous. Oh. Anonymous. $5. Brian C. Thanks, girls, crying. Edith, $10. Jeff S. again, $10.
Oh my.
Bradley R., $5. Nicholas joined the Golden Circle for $5 a month. Congratulations on that.
Right. Good luck.
Shut up. It's worth it.
Oops.
Dumbass.
Oh.
Okay. Edith again. Jesus, 25. Claire S, 10. Now, this is Dylan gave us the biggest one. Dylan A, 75.
Wow! Wait a minute, Dylan.
What was that?
That was February 7th. Make a good show with Madge, Cheryl, and Deborah. Well, sorry.
Did it.
But thanks for the money. No, he said good, though. Anyway, Doug Slurry, $5. Brian P, 15 again. Kelly S, 25. Patrick P with a note. Have a good Grum, girls. I'm in water tonight, but we'll hear you on the other side.
Oh, wow.
His was 40. Thomas. 40.
Oh,
Jesus.
These are from today. Luke T, $22.99.
Tax check.
Anonymous. $15 with a nice note, and he wrote, I'm excited about tonight's Grum. You remain young and relevant like Madonna.
Nice. Yes. Okay. Cheryl?
Mark C, 21.
I like this divisible by three.
I don't want to wake up the blacks by yelling at you.
That'd be seven.
Peter F. 18. Peckle. 1150. And last, that nutty Brendan T. 299.
Yeah.
And he wrote a note, is there a new American Horror Hole story or Super Prol Sunday premiere
no,
this week?
No, Super Prol Sunday, maybe next time if Debbie approves.
And if you give us more than $2.99.
Yeah. Although, then we feature your content, TM.
Okay, Cheryl, what do I need? What do I owe you?
Oh, Lord. Now, Matt, this is why I don't ever want to groan, because
when of all the money
have
you make?
A longer time in between, then it actually makes it worth it. Coin.
No.
No, because you don't even really deserve any of this.
What? Any of it?
No.
All this because is from the last episode, really.
I'm the one that moved. I need the money.
Into a nice condo.
And you moved too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that you moved. You move. You stupid bitch. Move. Move.
What do you mean my sister gave me? What are you talking about?
Your mother
about?
Gave you.
What are you talking about?
That's
I bought
a
it.
New condo.
Yeah.
What do you mean my mother gave me?
Your mother. She gave you a BMW. You filled it with ants.
She didn't give it to me. She lent me the car. I'm borrowing it. I have to buy my own car.
She negotiated this Jewish place for you.
Right.
And then gave you a cot that looks like it belongs in the dorm in a jail cell.
But I paid for it, Cheryl. I worked very hard.
Yes. Nobody's doubting that, but the thing is this. The thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be rubbing yourself on that.
Wait, let's see what Reagan texted, because he was being annoying.
Will you be wearing Birkenstocks with those panties?
Girl, that bet is embarrassing. This is what he called me five times. Reagan, if you were here instead of watching the NPH Tower of Babel Awards, you would know that that's not my bed. That's Trotsky's bed.
Yeah.
It's a guest room.
And also, Reagan Fox, send some furniture. You're always getting new furniture. Send some
yeah,
furniture.
Sorry, I can't get a perfect little couch like you from your rich mother who lives next to Kenneth Lay or whatever.
I'm going to have to cut the show short, y'all. My rich mother in her limousine's here.
Yeah, taking me to goddamn, what, the Beyonce's house.
I thought we had to end this grum.
What's that, Mom? Your personal assistant's managing my grinder?
Yeah. Okay, Reagan's not answering that. Okay, so thanks, everyone.
So the amount?
Oh, wait, yeah, we didn't even do that yet.
$184.15.
Each?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Mmm. That sucks. Means I'm in a deficit.
Some of your Obamacare, we get this next week.
Are you sure?
You'll get
right?
to keep your liver.
Damn. I ran a deficit. I must have spent too much at Starbucks.
Oh.
Cheryl, text me that number.
The number?
To Wanda.
The number to pay.
It's so wet. Oh. Oh, my pussy is so wet. Oh. A pussy is. I bet that Trotsky's bed. That's totally your bed.
I'll show you my bed. It's really nice. You'll be fucking jealous. I died. He survived. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's a water bed.
Yeah.
Because water beds, you can't. Yeah.
I have a king size bed, and it's the same bedspread that Mickey uses in The Comeback. I'll have you know.
And it is a nice bed because I was there when she picked it out.
You're a cunt.
Cunt bed died. The other one's
did y'all mine. Did y'all make any? Yeah. Did y'all make any phone calls? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a nice one with our girl Kayla.
Oh, Kayla picked up.
We don't call anymore. Regular calls are boring.
I got a little too dirty for her though.
I can't imagine.
Cheryl, is it 184?
Talked about eating shit. And, well, Kayla stayed on the phone until she spoke about Jesus, and then she hung up.
Did you ask if it was normal? And she goes, it can be.
It can be, yes. But it's a fetish. She told me it's a fetish. Yeah. Yep.
Who else did y'all call?
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah, we were busy.
For two and a half hours.
Yeah.
We tried Victoria's Secret for the Oscars, but nobody picked up.
Oh,
Lord. Now, listen, I got to go. I'm a very busy
Cheryl,
woman.
Cheryl, will you please just tell me the number again?
I told you the number. I sent it to you on Facebook.
Facebook? We're on fucking Skype. What the fuck, Facebook?
You want me to send it to you?
I don't go. I can't go on Facebook when I'm on the Grum because it goes boop, 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 boop.
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, bleep, boop, boop, boop.
Well, you get 184, not 15 cents for all the hits.
What's my cut?
Well, you get to survive without donating us to us.
I can't. Your bed is just so bad.
It's not my bed. It's a fucking cot. And if you were listening to the show and said, who won the fucking awards? Just tell us. Because I know you watched it.
Some white people.
Who won?
I don't know. I haven't really been watching
it. Oh, bullshit.
Cheryl, I think Cheryl.
Bullshit. You didn't watch the fucking Academy Awards.
All whites.
Yeah, I get it.
No blacks.
Although a black person won for best song and he gave a really good speech. Very,
sure,
very
because
good speech.
Blacks are singers and athletics.
What did he say in his speech? Like,
while everybody hid their Oscar so they could sell one.
What was his speech about? That's like, funny.
Cheryl, can you just say blacks are singers in athletics? Oh,
blacks? That's right. That's why no blacks won for anything else, just for singing and doing the athletics. That's right. Madge told me that. She sent me a private message.
Did not.
The guy said he won it for the movie Selma, and he was saying that basically...
Right. None of the actors were good in that.
So they got a black award for a black movie.
So he said that basically since the time of Selma, that we're basically a police state and that more African-Americans are currently incarcerated than were enslaved during slavery times.
That's
why they really
many awards because they don't want those kind of speeches.
Yeah. Good luck getting black people to win next year.
Yeah,
and they painted his Oscar black.
Good job. Already gotta go, ladies. Thanks.
Did you get your money, Cheryl?
Next week.
Did you get your money?
No.
Not you. You don't get it.
Yours is in the limo, right? You
have your mother, Mrs. Mrs. Lay.
Garrett.
No, it's from
Mrs. Kenneth Lay.
Development Girls.
What's Madge, why is Blue. Your mattress so many different colors?
Why? Because I was...
It's confused.
Because it tastes better that way.
Each patch you lick it, it's a different strength of LSD.
It's like Jelly Bellies, but it's
look
a mattress.
Tommy Hilfiger. That's why it's in this dorm.
And what is it? There's like a pile of boxes.
IKEA, honey. Some of us have to shop there, believe it or not.
And is that carpet?
Ceiling tile.
Carpet.
I mean, this is just really bad, Madge.
It's brand new carpet. I couldn't get rid of it. I hate carpet.
It's new age.
I'm going to try and...
I got the money. Thank you, honey.
Did you get yours, girlfriend?
Ma Petite wants to know why the program is ending now.
Because I'm tired and I need to go.
I didn't see
in
any money
to get
from
Cheryl to get on the ground, we had to keep it short. Or Cheryl wasn't going to do it.
Listen... I live next to blacks. I have to be quiet. I don't like my new neighbors to shoot me.
Oh, my God. It's so
very... You're in Florida. It's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Stand my ground. Florida man.
You could go out with a gun, with a hoodie, and people are just going to say, hey, how you doing, honey?
Okay, I'll let the ducks take us out, though. Let's hear what the ducks... I have a
bye,
duck.
Honey.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
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 God,
so
wet.
Oh my God. Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
Oh my gosh.
You guys got to pray together. You got to pray.
Okay. Wow.
Why are you... it or...
That was it?
It's over.
You guys got to pray together. You got to pray.
It's over. My face is so dirty. And after looking at that show and realize how much uglier I've become since the last show, I'm going to shave my ugly lesbian face.
You're probably dirty because that awful mattress that you sleep on.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be... Well, no.
I got a brand new mattress and it's king size. I survived. Car wreck. And I got a bidet. My father installed it today. It's built into my toilet.
Bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Duty bidet squirt. To you, sir.
I got my own duty squirt.
You look like Steve Carell.
It's got a lever next to the toilet.
Steve Carell.
No matter how ugly you are, you are not as ugly as that mattress that you sleep on.
That's not my dress.
It's on loaner, Bill Cosby.
Reagan, do you honestly think I could fit in that thing?
Well, that's what makes it so sad.
It would just sleep them. It would not be standing if I slept on it. It would be on the floor.
It's the grinder bed. That thing's got more stains on it.
That's the bed that you use when you invite guys from Grindr.
They're not allowed.
Got more stains on it than Britney Spears' dress.
They're not allowed. They died. I survived. In a car wreck. P&P. No BB. DDF.
We have a glory hole cam. Can you set that up?
C. diff. He died. I survived. What?
We want to see both sides of the glory hole.
A glory hole cam.
Where's
you should
glory
set
hole
that
at?
Up. And we could put a...
That's a closet. Ducky. It's not a glory hole.
What is that big blob that just came on the screen?
That's me.
The gumdrop. Orange gumdrop.
What? That's me. That's
you
the fat
You got an attic.
Me. Here, I'll let you
like
see my grum
holder.
Like a shared
attic with the neighbors.
I'll show you my grum holder. You see my grum holder?
So why do you have a second bedroom?
Why don't you have a vagina?
Yeah.
Is that a popcorn ceiling?
Fuck you, you little cunt.
Oh, Matt. It's gotten so mad.
From money.
It's not popcorn, it's a dandruff ceiling. Sorry, not everybody can afford to renovate their...
Oh, I know what you mean now. Because one time I was laying in bed and something hit me in my eye, and I'm like, what the hell? And that's what it was.
As a piece of Madge's popcorn ceiling.
Do you know people spend thousands of dollars to get rid of their popcorn ceilings?
It's awful. I mean, I get...
Who the fuck cares?
But people did it for the noise, because it cuts down on the noise. Like
the popcorn
vibration
does?
And all that, I think, was the reason.
I mean,
y'all
seriously.
Y'all are so racist.
Who the fuck cares about a popcorn ceiling, Reagan? It's a fucking ceiling. Who gives a
it's
shit?
It's terrible.
It's
man.
Not like
Reagan
it's a dropped
does.
Ceiling.
I
know?
Even tried to pop it one time and it didn't work.
And that plus that mattress that you sleep
okay,
on.
Okay, Reagan, what kind of a blender do you use? Oster?
I don't use a blender.
You don't have
is
a
that,
Vitamix or a blend
PC?
Tip. What? It's a monitor.
Oh, because you're using a Mac Mini?
I'm using a Mac Mini. Under here is where I have... I love this new IKEA table. See, under here I have my computer. And then here is the Mac Air that I'm actually doing the Ustream from.
Why don't you take us on a tour of your new home?
Because I can't. Haha.
Why?
Because I'm connected to the holder. And all you'll do is make fun of it.
I won't.
Yeah, you already did.
Maybe if we get enough donations, next week Madge will film a video.
I don't understand why y'all only called the place once.
We didn't call once. We only called one
like
place.
Three or four times.
We called them several times, but it was just the one place.
So Debbie got a call and who
hung up. She hung up on me.
It was pretty funny because Cheryl cracked up at one point. She really cracked up. She
Madge,
was talking
I
about
like your
feces.
Little girl haircut.
Mm. You
look like a little girl.
Yeah. I like your bun.
Like the girl from Mad Men.
She does. She looks like a little girl.
I don't watch that show. I haven't watched Mad Men in years.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm watching the Americans.
What are you watching, Madge? You always watch good stuff.
The Americans.
Oh, is it good?
It's not as good as people rave it to be, but it's okay.
Well, I watched the first episode, and it was boring. But you know what? I give them this. The commercials are really good.
It's one of those FX shows. And what I find about FX shows, except for a few of them that are really good, like Justified, is they tend to like get really sloppy and like they're good shows. They're really good like creations and stuff. And then once they do too many episodes, and it just gets repetitive, you know, and that's – the Americans is like that. There's just too many episodes, and then they do the same fucking thing every episode. And then, like
– budget constraints.
You know, it's kind of like
– I watched the whole season of The Comeback again.
Oh, so good. I mean, that was
so
the best.
So good.
That was certainly the best show of the year.
Yeah, it was really, really, really good.
No.
Did you watch
– show of the year.
Did you watch episodes?
Huh?
Have you seen episodes on Showtime?
No, but I know that you like. I did watch a thing of the woman that you think is really funny.
Myra. It's a good show, though. I mean, like, it takes a while to get into it, but it really is a good show. It's funny. And
is
it's really. Matt
LeBlanc good in it?
Yeah, he's good. He's won a couple Emmy Awards for it for some reason. I mean.
I don't think so. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
No.
Or he was nominated then.
Okay.
Yeah, he was nominated.
So what happened to this last season of Web Therapy? Did it ever end?
It ended, yeah. Web Therapy lost me. I just.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
She's so much better on The Comeback.
Yeah. Like, I liked Web Therapy before it was on Showtime when it was an actual webisode thing.
Web show, yeah.
And then it just got, she just started using too many celebrities. Like, before it was just Lily Tomlin, everybody else was unknown. And then she's bringing Steve Carell and Conan O'Brien, and they're all kind of like very self-aware and all this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had
What are you doing for work now?
I work freelance, and I.
For the Cocoa Dorm?
No, I do computer programming, and I work from bed.
That bed?
I work remotely, so it doesn't matter where
I
live.
Oh, you work from that mattress?
No, I don't work from mattress.
The men come in and put the money on the dresser. She bends over.
Over.
And she vaporizes the room with her.
I'm starting my own podcasting company. It's called Shevio.
Shevio?
Shevio.
Rapio.
Who else did y'all call other than...
You already asked six times.
Girl. But
what won Best Picture, Reagan? Birdman?
I don't know. They just did director, and Birdman got director, which I think is ridiculous. It should not have been Birdman for director. That should have gone to Linkletter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could buy that, I guess.
Did you like Boyhood?
No. I saw it in the theater. I thought I mentioned this... I saw it in the theater last year when it first came out, and I was like, oh, this is good, but it's like a TV show. We had this conversation. I was like, it's like a TV show, because Rosanna Arquette, or whatever her name, I just think she's such a crap actress. I just think
yeah,
she's
garbage.
I can't
believe she
garbage.
Won. That's
she won?
She's,
yeah.
She won?
She won. She won the Oscar, yeah.
She deserved
it.
Her career needs
me.
A boost. I loved her in Medium, but yeah, she's the same.
It's garbage.
It's just her. Every role she does is just her. Back to when she was like in Freddy Krueger, I mean, it's the same.
Well, you know, that's like Mrs. Garrett getting an award, or Flo for saying Kiss My Grits.
And I love when she does her teeth together. She's like...
I mean, nobody was a bad actor. I think they're going to do actor right now.
Oh, it's not over yet?
This is actually a race, because this is between Michael Keaton and Eddie Redmayne, but Eddie Redmayne's going to win. I was talking to this guy last night about how
you wanted to eat his ass out,
how it's like so, Oscars are so uninteresting now, because like when I was growing up, you didn't have the internet where people, like with the advent of the internet, mm-hmm. You basically know who's going to win every category.
I guess. Yeah.
It's not really, there's like no mystery to it anymore.
Man, and nobody watches it because who cares really? Who needs to be told who's the best? You're going to decide who's the best.
I just thought it was a bad year. I mean, I saw all the movies, you know, and I'm like.
You saw all of them?
All the ones nominated.
Which one was your favorite movie?
Birdman.
Yeah, probably Birdman. Yeah. But I didn't think any of them were great, including Birdman. I just thought that was the best of the lot.
What was your second favorite?
Let's see, what is there? Boyhood. And then we had retarded guy in the wheelchair.
Budapest.
Gay guy who kills himself. Oh, the Budapest Hotel, that was ridiculous. Like, there's no way that should have been nominated.
And it got a lot of nominations.
That was just, I mean, okay, costumes and scene set design, I can believe, but it was just stupid. What else was there, nominations? What were
Tranny Does Anal. Oh, wrong. I'm sorry.
Not porn.
Wrong
porn
show.
Okay.
Tranny Does Anal.
Oscar nominees 2015. Fucking,
well, apparently they were that
Neil
good
Patrick Harris. I only saw like the first half hour, but he was bombing. He was terrible.
Who was?
NPH.
Oh, really?
Terrible. Even for him. Okay, American Sniper. I did like that movie. I know it's controversial.
Amazing.
Whiplash. Thanks, Jennifer. Whiplash was good. I liked it. It was really intense, but like, it's just the whole idea of like, this military guy just bothered me. So I guess, and Selma, I would have to say, I would have to say American Sniper for number two.
Well,
Redmayne. Oh, here we go. Who's
I don't care
it?
What you say.
Redmayne's.
I'm saying Birdman.
He won. Eddie Redmayne won.
Yeah, good. Well, he deserved it for sure.
Kanye's getting on stage now. Beyonce deserved it.
Poor Michael Keaton.
I mean, poor Michael Keaton. He was fucking gone for, 20 years? Where did he come from?
Hell, besides Batman, the only thing I know him from is Mr. Mom. I mean, come on, give the man
a Mr. Mom. That was such a good movie. Remember Terry Garr?
Oh, yeah.
I loved her.
Why did you bring that up?
Young Frankenstein, Terry.
I get so depressed because, like, the last time she did anything for TV, I Googled it. She was on Letterman and she could barely walk and she talks, you know, strange, like she had a stroke because she has, like, all these issues.
Like Madge.
Regan, who won Best Director, did you say?
The guy from
Boyhood. Birdman. Oh, no, that's who should have won. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
I can't believe what's her face. How the fuck? Who else was up against her? I mean, it must have been a horrible list.
Oh, for best supporting actress.
Oh, was she supporting?
Yeah, supporting.
Oh, who cares?
Because what's her name is going to win best actress. Red hair.
Oh, they always. Wow. I'm so sick of Alzheimer's movies. They always fucking win.
Oh,
what are you talking? What other Alzheimer's?
Oh my God! There's so many fucking Alzheimer's movies. So
with,
many,
what?
Like a lot. There's just been a lot.
Yes, the
well,
good one.
I forgot.
No, she's right. That one, I forget.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Stupid
what
bitch.
What did I say?
Eat my
Who
pussy
are
out
you?
Twice.
That was a good one.
I love the name Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, what the fuck?
I love him.
Who won Best Actor? Oh, Benny.
And he's going to be Doctor Strange. Ugh.
Okay. Oh, Julianne Moore, still Alice. Okay,
she's
Felicity
having a major
Jones.
Comeback.
She annoyed me. Marianne didn't see it. Gone Girl. Oh, she was good.
No,
yes.
She wasn't.
She should have won. She was good.
Rosamund Pike? I did
not
think so at all.
Really? Why not?
Because. She was. I read the book. And
okay, I didn't. I didn't.
What that? Like, you need to feel empathy for her character in the first half.
Yeah.
In order for the twist to work.
Okay.
She was as cunty in the first half of the movie as she was in the second half of the movie.
I'll agree with you on that.
That's true, but it's not the book.
We just thought that's how it was supposed to
be. Yeah. It's not the book. I mean.
But when she
I tried to read the book, but I can't read. What?
She was raping her vagina. I was like, oh, my God.
That was fucking great.
Insane.
And she killed MPH. I mean, come on.
Here we go with best
And that dick. Oh, that dick was so
I thought
big.
You just Ooh. Did best actor.
Matthew McConaughey does not look good.
Wait a second. Best actor, you just said Eddie Redmayne.
Dad, do you remember what
yeah,
I said?
Yeah, but no, best actress now.
Oh. So
friend of mine.
Yeah, I think you're right. It has to be Julianne Moore, unless it's Rosamund Pike, which I would prefer. I'd rather it be Rosamund, because that fucking, it's so easy to play Alzheimer's. What?
Julianne Moore is amazing, though.
Have you seen?
She is wonderful.
Still Alice?
No. I can't watch any more Alzheimer's movies.
What's good, though, about
her anymore? You can't even name one.
Because I forgot.
The good thing about it is, you know, she comes on set because she's been partying the night before, and she's like, I don't remember my lives. Like, good work with it.
Reese Witherspoon, was that movie good? I don't think I saw it.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
I don't like her. She gets on my nerves. Then she gets on stage anytime. I'm from Alabama, y'all.
I like her. I think she's good.
She's really good. She's really good in that movie, too.
And I love Emma Stone. I didn't know she was nominated. She was really good in that.
She's young.
Well, she I was think that the best good. One in... I want to see Julianne Moore's speech.
And I thought Best Supporting Actor should have been Edward Norton. What are we doing?
Julianne Moore, though, is the same age as Madonna. And, like, everybody's like, oh, be sexy, Julianne Moore.
Oh, wait. I just saw her in some movie. Oh, she was in The Hunger Games, right?
Yes.
What an embarrassing movie. That was a piece of garbage.
Wow.
That was that last one. Did you see it? Oh,
no.
News.
I didn't see it yet because what's the point of going to see the first half? I'm going to see the second half in theaters.
It's like Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, I enjoyed those movies, even though they're shit.
Those were the worst movies ever made.
The second one had a really good cast, though. I was confused. I'm like, where's the original cast?
Okay.
I'm going to need those three things to feel safe. Oh, here we go.
Rosamund Pike.
It's going to be her. I hope it's her. Yes.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon's so good in this movie.
Well, where's the winner?
They're showing each scene first.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just tell us the winner. I don't care.
That's so people can come.
And my tits.
Oh, my God.
Aww. Oh, Reese's husband is hot.
Oh, yeah. I want to thank every studio executive in here that I've blown tonight for this Oscar.
Emma Stone should have won.
Where'd it go?
What?
Who won?
Julianne Moore, of course.
Oh, motherfucker.
She looks really good. Her dress is beautiful.
Yeah, she
is. Is it green?
Okay, I'm going to Google Alzheimer's movies.
Wait, she already played that in a movie. Remember the movie she did where it was like The Forgotten? Yeah, The Forgotten. She already did that movie where
See?
She lost her memory.
See?
Remember in The Aliens? Sucked her kids up.
Okay, here.
But that's not Alzheimer's.
Reagan, here's a list of Alzheimer's films about Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Case, Ashes, 2012, Aurora Borealis, Away From Her, Before We Forget, Grey Sunset, Honig im Kampf,
Iris. Now, which one of those has won? What? Which one of those actors from those movies has ever won an Academy Award?
On Golden Pond, The Notebook, A Moment to Remember.
On Golden Pond? You're like listing movies from 1982.
This is a list of fucking Alzheimer's movies, bitch.
And most of them are fucking TV-made movies, Lifetime.
But it's weird. It lists Rise of the Planet of the Apes as an Alzheimer's
movie. He had it when he made it.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Charles Heston, come on now. Motherfucker was nuts. I blown him in 78. He forgot he came.
I died. He survived.
Yeah. If you blow a person with Alzheimer's, do they, like, immediately after they come? Are they like, oh, I'm about to come?
Yeah, that's why I said he forgot he came.
The Iron Lady.
About to come. Yeah, about to come. Yeah, about to come. Yeah. About to come. Yeah. Can I spit? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should call no abort.
Nope.
I'm upset because Julian won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Is that normal? It can't be.
It can't be. It's a fetish.
There was a lot of poop questions because there was some this time.
What did the poop have to do with?
Because
could you get pregnant if he came in you, but then
shit in your vagina?
You ate, if Cheryl ate his ass, it had semen in it, and the shit got in her mouth. It can. There's a percentage.
How much duty got in her vagina?
I love Kayla so much.
He shit inside me. Is that normal? It's a
Why did they make them take your calls? I don't understand.
No, the first one, she's like, she gave Deborah, she just was like, I'm not having this.
Because when she answered, I said, for Tawanda, you know, fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
And then I said, my name was Evelyn Couch, fried green tomatoes. She's like, you changed your name twice. This ain't a prank phone call line.
A prank phone call line. As if that is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. How did this do with feces?
No, my favorite part is you laughing, Matt.
Okay, we can blame that too.
Well, I have a question. How did this do with feces?
What?
How did that happen?
Well.
And Cheryl was so mad at me for laughing. So mad.
Well, I have a question. How did this feel with feces?
Feces is leaking down the side of my chiffon dress, and I need to get this backpack back. And so I'm wondering if maybe you can help me find the backpack. Okay. It has my supplies and work clothes and my colostomy bag, and I think some depends.
Yeah.
I love it when, whenever somebody asks Cheryl what's in her purse, and she tells them about the contents of her purse.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next time we can't let it go this long because it makes me spend all the money in the PayPal.
Why? Psychic hotline fees?
Yes.
Did you call a psychic hotline for the Oscars?
What?
I'm just saying. You know somebody out there did it. They called the psychic hotline and was like, who's that? You spit it on porn.
Yeah, I buy porn. What kind of a dumbass pays for
doesn't
porn?
Doesn't everybody? I do.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, fuck me, gay boys.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, do y'all remember that porn? It was like gay guys have sex with girls. Do y'all remember that? It was on Gawker one time, and I seen it.
No.
Yeah, they pay supposedly. You know, they pay gay porn stars to sleep with women.
Okay, but you know it's all the porn is totally fake.
You want me to put this dick in your pussy? Is that what you want?
You want these AIDS? Yeah? How many? How many of them do you want? I got a whole bunch. I ate them all up.
That wasn't...
What?
A secure delete.
Oh, delete? My God, my pussy is so wet.
Myra. I'm making my Myra compilation. You have to watch the comeback or the episodes so that you'll appreciate my Myra compilation.
Best picture. It's being presented by Sean Penn, and I saw Birdman in the movie theater with Sean Penn.
He was your date?
Did he hit you like he hit Madonna?
How weird would it be if Birdman wins and I saw it with the guy who's presenting the award to Birdman?
Well, that would mean it's completely all about you.
I know. Why am I not presenting?
How did you get to go to this? Well, he hit Madonna. I mean, what do you expect?
Ugh, they have too many films.
Here are over 5 minutes of Matt Weinstein verbally abusing and insulting
you
just
our an Oscar nominations.
Oh, you're a dumb like little cunt. Thing. Such a transparent girl, little bitch. Dumb bitch.
Call Noah Board. I'm gonna ask
how do
Mike,
I do this?
Maybe I don't have cable.
All right, then I'm going.
And if you don't tell me what won Best Picture, I'm going to have an abortion.
Abortion, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she won't hang up on you.
I don't think so.
I love how they think that Cheryl's calls are more believable than Deborah's.
Oh, they're like, that bitch's eggs are dry.
Here we go.
Whitney Houston?
Find out more about the Option Line. You can look us up at www.optionline.com.
Give me son of a bitch's green card.
Yay. That's good.
They hang up that fast? Jesus.
Oh, did you call 1-800-NO-ABORT?
Yeah, they didn't you hear the recording?
Oh, they put it on block.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were probably worried about you guys.
Yeah.
You ladies.
So Birdman won. I think that's good. I think it deserved it.
I think that the best actor in that film was Edward Norton.
Absolutely. No question.
They're received, so please stay on the line. If you'd like to find out more about the...
Edward Norton was fantastic. Like, he didn't even look like himself. He was just, like, amazing. But I thought Emma Stone was fantastic in that, too, though.
And that's the scene with her and the dad and the lunch meat.
Lunch meat?
Yeah.
I don't remember no lunch meat. Is this the Alzheimer's
he's
movie?
To her and he's grabbing the lunch meat and eating it.
What? You mean her vagina?
Anybody in the chat remember that?
I bumbled back.
Remember that?
Lunch meat?
Yeah.
We have to call Noah Bort.
We just did twice.
But why aren't they picking up?
Griselda has a friend named Lunch Meat Larry. I've met him. He died. I survived.
Yeah.
I want to have a... since I live in a nursing home, they have a clubhouse. And I want to have a Yeast Radio meetup at my nursing home.
That's so foffy.
Yeah.
Meetup. Yeah.
Yeah. In Florida.
Is Rolls on tonight?
Is what?
Girls on?
Ugh. I don't watch that lesbian nasty shit.
I thought you liked Girls.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
It's good. I think you would like it.
I take that back. I watched the first episode with my sister and it made me feel so uncomfortable because of the sex. I just couldn't deal with it. I do not like sex in normal TV. I hate it.
But you like it on Grindr?
It's different.
Yeah, it's different when it's, like, happening to you. Christ.
I can put up with, like, cable subscription sex, but I cannot stand fucking, you know, just normal cable sex.
I just don't like it on TV shows. I hate it. Like, they always throw in this gratuitous sex, and it always makes me feel bad for the actors, because I'm like, you are a good actor, and they're making you do this stupid sex scene because it has to be in there. You know, I just don't think it's necessary. I think it's annoying, and it always makes me embarrassed if I'm watching it with my mother. I mean, a lot of these shows are really good.
Where in Florida are you living? Are you living in Miami?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh. Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Reagan, it's so cheap. I got a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo for $86,000. It was a foreclosure.
What?
Yeah. It's on the lake. It's gorgeous.
Brand new. Got an extra?
Brand new appliances. Cot.
A cot? Oh, did it come with that, Matt, your new mattress?
No. I told the story about it when in the beginning, which is that that cot is older than me, and my mother wanted it out of the house, so she made me take it because it's the only way my father would let her get rid of it. So
why did he want to keep it?
My parents, they like to keep things.
They're hoarders?
They're not hoarders. They're just because they have a lot of, there's just certain things they can't let go of.
They're hoarding buried alive.
Most things they can. No, they're not like a mess, but it's just like there's certain things, like my father would never get rid of a cot. It's just part of his being. You don't get rid of cots.
Right.
You eat sweets for breakfast, and you don't get rid of cots.
That doesn't make any sense, Madge.
Why? Because you should eat a mattress?
You can get rid of it now, though, right?
Yeah, but now I feel too guilty. Because now Trotsky loves it. Look at him. He's so cozy. Look at him.
I don't think Trotsky really likes it.
He loves it.
The thing is this. Listen. Okay? Can't get rid of the cot. It has personal information that can be stolen for credit fraud. Secondly, Madge, take the fucking thing outside and burn that motherfucker.
It'll cause cancer to somebody. You can't do it. You can't just
throw it in the lake. It's your lake. Throw the thing in the lake.
It's my lake. It's 1/500th of it is my lake.
Wrap it in some plastic, carry it out with bricks, and chuck it in the lake.
Okay. Yeah, like Laura Palmer.
This is funny. What's interesting about this place is I didn't know this, but like most cities have a really young average age. Like in Chicago, the average age is 31. It's probably, I don't know what. In LA,
what?
Yeah. Ask Siri. That's how I found out.
Like what's the average age in Chicago?
What's the average age in Los Angeles?
Okay. I'm
doing it.
Let me think about that. It looks like the answer is about 34.1 years.
Okay, so no. L.A. is a little older. But you know what it is here? It's 47. 47.
Yeah. Which
means I'm chicken again. Chicken. Everybody on Grindr.
How is this possible? That's crazy.
It's so weird. Because people live in cities when they're young and then they fucking leave because it's expensive. When I go on Grindr, everybody's like 80. It's hilarious. Like, everybody's in their 50s and 60s. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, it really is done by neighborhood. I'm going to... So, Hollywood... No, that's North Hollywood.
Everybody lies in Hollywood, honey.
That's true. Hollywood, the average age is 31.
Yeah, so that's the same as Chicago.
Okay, so my...
What's New York City?
Fairfax region, the average age is 33.
What's the average age in New York City?
West Hollywood, the average age is 39.
Let me think.
That's old.
It looks like the answer probably because you need money. 35.5 years.
Live here.
35.5 in New York.
See, ask what the average age is of like some other fucked up town.
What's the average age in? I don't know.
Okay, like, give me a moment. Here's what's what I found on the web.
What's a place that's not...
What's the average age in Washington, D.C.?
Find out the average age in Jupiter, Florida.
Looking.
This is Washington, D.C.
It looks like the answer is about 33 point...
What's the average age in Jupiter, Florida?
Let me check on that. It looks like the answer is about 45 years.
36 years.
45. Oh, my God.
36 years.
I am seriously, like, they call it God's waiting room for a reason. I'm in the
old where you coast. Live.
Yeah. Well, no, the whole east coast of Florida is, you know, southern.
God's waiting room. That's so awful.
I bet Miami's a lot younger. I bet Miami's in the 30s. Let's see. What's the average age in Miami? Let me think about it.
Let me think. It looks like the answer is about 39.2 years.
Yeah, it's younger, but still.
What's the average age?
What's the average age in Fort Lauderdale?
Not available. No birth certificate.
Give me a moment. It looks like the answer is about 42.1 years.
Yes, it's 42. I was wrong. Oh, no. Wilton Manors is 47. That's the gay neighborhood. What's the average age of my vagina?
Okay, give me a moment.
What's the average age of Michael Jackson's lovers? 12.
Did you missed it. It actually answered.
What did it say?
The answer is 14 years, 8 months, and 28 days.
Of your vagina?
Yeah.
Oh, you're tired.
That video of the vagina with the maggots is the worst thing I've ever seen before in my entire life.
I couldn't watch it. I didn't even know it was maggots. I couldn't.
I didn't know either until after I watched it.
Like a tree stump.
I mean, what?
What's the average age in Clitorica Brown?
Fuck that, don't you, Reagan? You want to fuck my little tree stump?
What's the average age in America?
You want to fuck my hard pussy? It looks like the answer is about
37.2 years. 37.2 for the whole country.
37 in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense if you think about it, right? I mean,
say China.
People die on that young. They don't die like, okay, so like if you're going to die 60. Before you're like before, like people that die young, they die in like from youngest to oldest, you know, they don't die. They're not like Mr. Spock.
Yeah. That little thing that diamond in their hand turns red, and then we blow them up.
Wasn't that a great movie, Logan's Run? Oh my God!
You know, it was going to get remade, and then they canceled it.
Remember that one movie? Scene when they're naked for like half a second, and everybody freeze framed.
What movie?
Logan's Run.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Like greatest science fiction movie ever.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. You got a 5K iMac and you haven't watched Logan's Run?
I don't have a 5K Mac.
Go see it. Go see Logan's Run.
It's really good.
Reagan's Run.
By Planta Rosa Productions.
Aunt Teresa.
Is it on anything, Deborah? Is
so
it on
bad.
Any? Is it on?
It was on Netflix because I rewatched it, but I haven't. I could send it to her.
So, Matt, do you think that Adnan Syed is not guilty?
I don't know if he is. I mean, I honestly don't know, but I definitely think he should be, that he, there was not, you know, reason.
I agree
with
that. I don't agree that there was enough evidence to put him away, but I think he's guilty.
But why?
Because the portions of his story that he can't account for.
Yeah.
This is what I think happened. And the thing that throws me off the most is Jay.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, why would you claim that somebody, you know what I mean? Like, I think Jay knows a lot more and was somehow involved, and Adnan can't say anything about Jay's involvement and implicate Jay because then he'd have to implicate himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, like,
there are so many inconsistencies in that timeline. You know?
I think it's probably, like, the thing that I think about the most is that the all those weird things, like the prosecutor didn't bring up. I think to me, it seems like it's probably because it would have incriminated him.
Incriminated you know? Who? Oh,
Adnan.
Jay.
No, Adnan.
Well, then wouldn't the prosecutor want to bring them up?
No, because it would have incriminated him, I'm saying. Like, there were things like that, you know, there were things that they would be like, why didn't the prosecutor mention this? You know, because it could have, you know, exonerated him because...
Oh, well, that's not what... You just said the opposite of that.
No, I don't fucking know.
You said incriminate.
Too many Alzheimer's movies.
Yeah.
Oh, God, now all I can think of is the maggots being picked out of that rock.
See, we're going to know for sure. The thing is with cereal is we will know for sure who did it, because the Innocence Project lady, if as long as they get the DNA tested, we will know for sure. Because she's,
yeah, but the DNA might not, they may not have testable DNA.
Did we find, but did they, do you know where that
we
is?
We don't know.
Do you but find it on... Have you been following it on Reddit and all that crap?
No.
Well, you need
to. DNA was in that pussy.
You need to follow it on Reddit, like Edith. There's like a whole thing. Did you read the interviews with Jay from the Baltimore?
No. My dad.
Yeah, there were three interviews with him. Like, he actually talked to them, and they're printed. You can read them.
Oh, interesting.
And he explained.
Yeah. Do you know that podcast has been downloaded over 65 million times.
It makes me
fools.
Sick.
Why? It's a good podcast.
But it's making everybody want a podcast
it's
now.
Good,
it's having a second way.
You know what bothers me is that she claims it's not entertainment. Of course it's entertainment.
Oh, totally. It's murder porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do think, like,
Serial doesn't have as many listeners as the Feast of Fun, but...
I think, like, the weird thing is about it is, like, there's no actual evidence linking Adnan to the murder. It's all circumstantial, which is weird.
I agree with that.
It's really weird. And that whole thing about the Best Buy phone was bizarre because they asked the stoner, and there were, it was like when she was interviewing the stoner, like that stoner was completely she was not a credible person because when she first asked her, she's like, was there a Best Buy on the phone? She's like, no, man, there isn't a phone in the Best Buy. And then she changes it and she goes, no, there was never a phone. Like, she was just full of shit. She didn't know that. She was saying there's no phone now.
The last episode, didn't she show that there was likely a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just retarded.
I want them to do a serial. My latest podcast, which I have to record like 2 more minutes of, but it's been sitting on my computer for a while. I do a whole parody of Serial.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Did you like my Disney songs?
Mm-hmm.
That was good, huh?
Yeah.
Just sitting here in the studio.
You should do the Oscars next year. You can be, you know, do a number. Like APH.
I was a reporter in cases, and I'm playing with my pussy.
Playing with my pussy.
And I asked myself, is this normal?
It can be.
All the time.
I'm going to Google it. DNA.
Is Kayla the one that goes, wow?
Yes. Oh,
wow.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
It can be. A bigger doggy will stretch your hole.
A bigger dog.
Oh, what is wrong with that lady? She said that.
She's like, oh, yeah, I used to have one of those dogs growing up. And you're talking about, like, having sex with it.
Well, remember, she said that she does it with her doggy. And the first time we met her, we took her to stable, and she got all into it and was like, yeah, sometimes.
Is that normal? It can be.
It's curious. Fulfill your desire. It's just a fetish. Nothing wrong with it.
I love. Oh, this is the non-judgmental anti-abortion hotline.
Yeah. Until you say something about Jesus.
What? Who else did y'all call?
We called him back, and then I was going to say I have fantasies about Buddha, but then they hung up.
You said you had fantasies about Jesus?
No, about Buddha. I was, going to see if they were multi.
No, Cheryl had fantasies about Jesus, bleeding and feces, and that's when she hung up.
Oh, gosh.
Something about him shitting on her.
So awful. That Citizen Ruth clip was really good, too. I liked it.
Yeah, imagine ever seeing it.
I've seen that movie, but it's so weird to see Laura Dern so young.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I'm going to ask Edith. I have to know. I'm just going to ask her because she follows this shit. I don't. He died and survived. I can't believe you put that on your fucking Facebook, Reagan.
What?
My bed. You're horrible.
I'm going to make it my Facebook profile picture.
Let's see. It's so report bad. As nudity. I don't want
it
to see
like
this.
It looks like something Natalie would have in her room.
Natalie wouldn't. She would break it, too.
It's metal, Madge.
Great. Now I'm going to show it to my family, and they're going to be like...
Horrible. When CGI gets better and cheaper, we can set up like cameras in there for motion tracking. And we can use it when we all do live video. We can use it for the hospital calls, with the...
Did you like the Fat Pride videos I played, the poems? Reagan, did you hear them?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there were some nice performance poets of fat, large ladies. They're proud.
Were they playing with their pussies? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, my pussy.
So fucking fat.
What am I looking
for? Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Edith.
Yeah. What are you doing with your pussy right now, huh?
Oh, you played the straight one so well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking. Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I can be.
Is anybody? I want to know if.
Pancake Day.
Because I want to know if anybody's saying anything about cereal.
Let's scroll up.
I'm asking my source. I haven't looked at the chat room once this time. I don't even know how to do it.
Gay porn stars. Average peanut size. Panis pancake
what?
Day.
Penis.
Panis.
Scrotum? Nothing. They're
let's
gone.
See what they said in response to your mattress that you sleep on.
That's not even fun. Fashion vigilante drive around and cut off hipsters' man buns. Cheryl writes, I wonder how Reagan Fox would feel about that.
It's your call.
I wonder how Reagan Fox would feel about Thayer's exclamation point. Madge Weinstein, I hear.
Yeah.
I had sex with Scott Sutton last night.
In your dream.
Oh.
Was it a three-way with Troy?
Troy Chambers.
But he loves Cheryl. He's in love with gargoyles. Oh, she said it's a few weeks away.
What is?
The DNA thing.
Oh, really?
Sending it out or getting results. I'm asking her.
So
I'm
did
sure.
he have to come into a cup?
What?
Are you going to check the DNA?
Wow. It can be.
Yeah, he came.
Is that how that works?
Wow.
I had sex with Al Roker last night. Is that normal?
Murder trials are weird,
even
though. Like
weight loss surgery.
The laws are odd. Like, I just read... Did you see that story about that woman who ordered all this food for her last meal in Georgia? There's a white lady, and they were, like... There was, like, an article, like, laughing about her last meal, which is, like, two giant Big Macs with, you know, some sort of ice cream and all this shit, fries.
Her last meal was McDonald's?
And a bunch of other shit, yeah.
No, but she's doing it to be a bitch.
But the thing is, she didn't actually murder the guy. It was her husband... But her lover was the one that murdered him, but she told him to do it. So it was kind of like a Charles Manson thing.
Yeah.
But the guy who did it, since he turned her in, he went out with nothing. You know, like, well, no, he's got life in prison, but she's getting killed. So it's like these murder trials is just weird. It's like they only seem to care if they convict somebody. They don't like care who, you know? It's weird.
This is America. We have to kill somebody, man.
And the other thing is, Reagan, do you remember that one episode when she mentions, and they never brought it up again, but somebody, I think it was at one of the houses the day of the murder, I think it was Jay's house or somebody, or that girl, the lesbian or something, they said that him or her father was a homicide detective in another town. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was like a minor detail, but it stuck with me. Like, so one of the people, and it was somebody on Jay's side. It might have been Jay. It might have been that girl that, you know, was always, that was with him and siding with him. You know, like somebody who like is related, like whose father's a homicide detective, like that's important, I think.
Yeah.
For the next town. I mean, that says... I think that they just went over that. And the problem is, and that's what Sarah was alluding to, is they can't really talk about speculation. They can only, which is bullshit because it's all speculation anyway, but whatever.
In the end, does it matter? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It's Bin Laden.
They just want to kill somebody.
Just oh, like so they already
the
sent it.
Has the gun.
So my friend says that we should have the results in a few weeks. So, well, no. Because if they don't announce the results, then he did it.
Yeah.
If they do announce the results. Then, yeah.
She's like, my next season podcast, Ted Bundy, Charles Manson. Were they wrong?
Because what will Reagan, what will probably happen is... they'll get the results of the Innocence Project. If they if there's DNA on it, that means he did it, and they won't say anything. If there's no DNA on it, or if it's somebody else's, they'll say that. So either way, we're going to know.
Yeah.
I tend to probably agree with you, though, if I had to.
Yeah, I think he did it. And it's kind of crazy that you would spend all this time claiming your innocence.
But what's weird, though, is how, like, that Innocence Project lady was saying being a psychopath is so weird. It's very unusual.
Yeah.
That he could really believe that he didn't.
I find that hard to believe. I don't think it's that rare to be. Is it? Like, to have that kind of personality disorder where you're, like, totally fake and a murderer?
I mean, is that normal?
Well, that's half of America.
Deborah, is that normal?
Is that normal?
Well, usually those people run major, run banks and stuff.
The thing is, if he did do it, do you think he thought he was wrong?
Are we talking about...
Manson.
I thought you were talking about... Abortion.
Right? No, it was Stevia. I thought we were talking about Brian Williams.
Stevia?
Yeah.
Stevia?
Look, I don't know about the Brian Williams shit because, listen, what if he just had... You got this rich millionaire, you know, that's never heard a gunshot before. Yeah. He's flying in a helicopter. Somebody says a helicopter was shot. He probably did think the damn helicopter was shot.
I could give a flying fuck. The guy had the top-rated show. Don't fucking fire him. Who gives a shit?
You see what I'm saying? I mean, he could be having
I see what you're saying.
D or PNS or whatever.
PNS explosion.
PTSD.
That's it. You're really smart.
Okay, three of us girls are in a chopper in Iraq. Come on, we hear... You know, a chopper's going down.
And it's a different. And then you look out the window and you see another helicopter crashing. And then you land and don't die and nobody dies. And you don't crash. That's confusing? How?
No, but nobody died. That's the thing. He never said that, you know, they crashed and they died.
He was exaggerating. You
know, he said that they got shot down and they spent two nights out in the wilderness or whatever.
Okay, so basically he was exaggerating.
No. The other thing got shot. They all landed together.
But wasn't there other stuff he lied about, though, besides that, supposedly?
Well, the Katrina bodies, but, you know, that's a different story.
I want to see...
I think it's stupid. I think it's bizarre. I wouldn't fire him. I think they made too much of a big deal.
I've always thought he was hot. But nobody gets real news from any of these fucking TV shows.
No. His daughter is on
You want the real news. That's true, and he watched his daughter get gangbanged.
Oh, it says we've been offline. Oops.
But, I mean, who watches? You know what I'm saying? I don't get my news none of them. So it really doesn't matter, but he was good looking.
I want to find this. I'm on East Radio Golden Circle.
Golden Shower.
And I think it's time to change this photo of the woman and the horse.
Well, that was just like a one-time deal. I expected somebody to give me something better, but nobody ever did, except for Brendan, who makes, you know, whatever.
Maybe if somebody could make like a pyramid scheme type looking background.
Something like that Sylvia would use.
Photos of us would do, yeah. Just basically copy Sylvia's stuff.
Like an Illuminati kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pyramids, eyeballs, Da Vinci Code, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Do the women who say, have they come out with any new videos lately?
No, they haven't in years. It's so sad.
I found her.
What? Oh, wait. We went over the mark.
No, you know, serious, you know, like, want to be a celebrity, what do you have to say to the haters out there? You know, East Radio, you know, real interview. Where are they now? Is your hair fake? You know, finally, once and for all, set the record straight. Is it a wig?
Like one of those, like Terry Gross. Like a
Is
Terry
Gross.
Is your
mom an anti-vaccinator?
I think the East Radio Golden Circle, somebody said, I bet you her pussy smells like her dick or something like that. What? I thought that was
With who were they talking about?
About the daughter, the Nia's daughter.
That's like one of my favorite YouTube videos, like ever.
Yeah.
Still just makes me laugh so hard. I can't help it.
It is good.
Like
the dog attack is second.
It's just like such good comedy, and it's totally like their timing is perfect, and it's like completely effortless. It's just so fucking brilliant. Like it's actually
because it's real,
genuinely funny. It's not just like funny because they're idiots. It's very funny comedic timing. Yeah, it's fucking great.
It is good.
Like John Waters needs to find them two and make a movie.
John Waters doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. He's rich. He doesn't. He just gives lectures.
I think he would love East Radio.
He might. I don't know. I don't think he gives a shit. I just think he's rich. He's made it. His camp is good. It made him. It gave him a start. Now he's just fucking rich.
Did you ever watch that documentary I told you to watch?
Which one? About Divine? No.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's so good, Madge.
It made me cry.
I know, I forgot.
It made you cry?
I'll watch it if you watch episodes. But you have to watch all four seasons.
Wait,
how many episodes are there in a season?
They're not that much. It's just fucking Showtime. And they're like a half hour each.
Fucking my pussy is so wet.
It's almost like the anti-comeback. It's just so, like, yin and yang in a way. You just kind of...
I love the comeback. I hope they do a third season. I'll be so sad if they don't.
I loved it. That was the absolute best show of the year.
Yeah, I agree.
Though there were some other good ones. I can't even think of what would even be close to that.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe like, I don't know, fucking Raymond Noodle.
What?
You cook some Raymond Noodle and pour it in my pussy and put 2 packs on the fucking counter. Oh my God. And the fucking sodium in my pussy. I can fucking diabetes. You know what I mean? High blood pressure. And it could eat the Raymond out of me.
Did you see that interview with Lisa Kudrow that I posted on Facebook a while back where she's talking about her inspiration for the comeback?
No.
Oh, you have to see it. Because she basically was just... It was her reaction to watching reality TV and how, like, stupid it is that people do it.
Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. Nice. It's really good. She's like... because of, you know, Julianne Moore, I can't remember it, but it was good.
It is.
I've done acupuncture, but I've never done the fucking cups.
Well, he didn't even, like, tell me that I was going to get cupped as well. He was like, all of a sudden, he's like, you will feel pressure. I was like, okay.
I think I did a call.
Actually, I have a Puerto Rican friend who did it to me. Now that you mentioned it, I forgot.
But can't you get blood clots? I remember reading something about that.
From cupping?
Yeah, it's like dangerous.
It sounds like a sex thing, the way you say cupping. You know, like jockstrap cups.
Cupping somebody's balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, John Travolta walks in and grabs.
What?
But it is weird, like sticking needles. And if you try to move when you have the needles stuck in you, it feels really weird.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel?
Can you feel what?
Tap it. Like, you know when they tap it real fast and it goes in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't really feel it because it's such
Padding it?
Like, what?
But they
put one... sterilized that.
Here, I think this is it. Listen. Okay, listen. Wait.
Our agent said we should have lunch, and we said, well, we know each other, but so happy to have lunch together. And we had lunch, and just talked about, like, so, but, I mean, you just finished Sex and the City, and I just finished Friends. I mean, we don't really want to, like, I don't want to do a show. He said, I know, I don't either. I don't see you in some, like, bright, shiny sitcom. I said, I know. I said, I have been thinking of this one thing. I don't know if now's the time. I said, but I can't believe reality shows. And there's one thing that fascinates me, and that's this actress who is, like, phony. And she's so desperate to get back into the spotlight that she agrees to be on a reality show called The Comeback. What's more humiliating and degrading than that? And he was like, oh, my God. And that turned into a four-hour lunch, and it was all, like, practically done. We had another meeting. He said, all right, well, we have the first season. Now we have to figure out the pilot. Let's go pitch it. We went into HBO pitch. It was like the fastest process. By that fall, we had the script for the pilot and we're shooting it. It was crazy fast. So that was really, really fun. It was only season two of The Amazing Race. And that's all I needed to see. Because they were vomiting and crying on camera. It was being broadcast to whoever was watching, vomiting and crying. I don't know what's more humiliating or degrading than that. And that's what was on TV. And I just thought, okay, anything goes. People want fame so much that they will even sign up for that. That's bad. And and there had also been the Osbournes and then Anna Nicole Smith. And I'd watched Anna Nicole Smith, and I was trying to figure out, like, what... I'm still trying to figure out why. Like, what is the point of this? And I knew that... We already knew from our industry that scripted shows were too expensive and networks were starting to focus on reality shows, non-scripted shows. So we already knew it was coming. And so we thought, let's do a show where they'll do the sitcom, but to hedge their bet, they're going to have a reality show attached to the sitcom. And even though artistically the sitcom needs to change from three middle-aged women to young women, they got to keep the reality show actress on, so they'll just make her aunt sassy. And so the writers are screwed, and they act out and hate her because, you know, we just loved exploring the whole thing, the domino effect, and you know, and at the core of it is this one person who's still very, you know, well, it's all okay. As long as that spotlight's there, I'll find it. Like, yeah, that's the answer, idiot. I don't know. It was it was really, really fun.
She's so fucking smart. I mean, that woman is brilliant. Really, she went to Vassar. She said, I saw some interview and she was saying that if she hadn't been an actress, she would have been a microbiologist.
Wow.
Anyway.
She didn't even sound like herself in that interview.
I was just saying the same thing. She didn't sound anything like she ever sounded like.
Well, she's not acting. And this was like a... It didn't... It sounded like it wasn't anything high tech.
Is she an actress?
She kind of looks like a pumpkin. You could just take a pumpkin, like, you know, like a kid pumpkin Halloween thing, and just take the hand off and stick it on her head and walk away.
Oh, my pussy.
She doesn't look like a pumpkin. Her head is a totally different shape. What are you talking about?
I just want to take her fucking hair and shove it in my pussy and rebirth her. Jesus. I want to rebirth a human woman that was on Friends.
That was on Friends.
She's so poor, she has to, like, do a web show that turns it into a TV series. Because she's, like, so... Oh,
Reagan, you never vomited on Big Brother, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Hmm?
Good.
Are you going back?
No.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have really? Second. I loved it.
I couldn't believe what happened with that dirty dick guy or whatever. That it turns out, I found out from your show, I didn't know that he actually, the reason he left that best of show was
because HIV positive. Yeah.
Yeah, and can you imagine the producers must have been going crazy that he wouldn't do it on the show. You know what I mean? That must have just crushed them, right? That's just nutty.
No, I don't think they would be like that because no. I'm sure that they were. I mean, that's so big that they were probably like genuinely concerned about him.
Mm-hmm. And but then he like used it to. Didn't he do some other thing where? Oh, he announced it publicly when he was trying to do some other show, right?
Yeah, basically. Have you seen the episode of Sarah Silverman Program
Mm-mm.
where she thinks she has AIDS?
No, I don't think so. I may have. It sounds awful.
I've seen clips.
Is that the one with this? No, I
might. So good. So she uses her
assumed AIDS to market herself.
Mm-hmm.
And oh. That whole experience is what that was. Oh, that episode is so good.
That reminds me of that show Looking, which is so horrible. Have you seen that?
I've never seen it. Is it really that bad?
The first season was pretty good. And then this season is just awful because they just made it about the three, like, white guys, even though one of them isn't actually white. It's just they fucking ruined it. Like, the only interesting characters they just shoved to the side and they just made it about to... It's awful. It's basically like, here's what gay people are like for straight people. It's kind of like, it would have been really groundbreaking 10 years ago. Now it's just crap.
Got it. Yeah, it just doesn't look that interesting to
me. I mean, HBO usually does such good stuff, but I guess eventually everybody misses. So.
Even HBO.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do a show called... Debbie's Pussy.
The thing, like, this is, for me, the ultimate measure of a show is if I can watch it again and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's definitely true of The Comeback, because I've already watched the whole thing twice. That tranny show, what is it? Transparent, I watched twice.
That is the best show ever.
So really? Good. Oh, you haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. You have to see it.
Should we become male to female season for my wet pussy?
It's so good. Oh, my God.
I need to give it a shot.
And Arrested Development, for that matter. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love
Strangers with Candy, 300 times an episode.
Big girls have big bush.
I've probably seen Strangers with Candy more than I've seen any other show.
Your mother.
Like, I've seen every episode so many times.
Oh, my God. Me too. I just love it. The turtle. Oh, when she has the pets and the whore sign. I'm a stupid whore.
I'm a stupid whore.
God.
Stupid whore. Wait, I've done that.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
Stupid whore. There once was a blank from Nantucket.
And now she sells craft series on YouTube and has bunnies.
Bunnies with lesbians. Yeah. All right, well.
So maybe we should interview her. Oh, my God.
How come every time I try to end, you keep talking? I need to end.
Oh, fuck my pussy, match. Oh, my God. She's so bad. Oh, my God. Debbie,
why did you shart?
Barely 18.
Did you shart? Is that why it's wet?
You called into 1-800 Debbie's wet type 18 pussy and older. Press 5 if you want to play with Debbie's wet pussy.
Can I tell you something funny? My mattress was a disaster for this. I was like, my mother ordered a mattress from this H.H. Gregg, which is like some TV store. So she took me there. She ordered a mattress. She ordered a mattress for her. It was very complicated. So I got her old bed frame with a new mattress because it was too big for their house. Anyway, my mother freaked out because, well, like, we asked for delivery on February 6th because that was the day it was supposed to be closing. My closing got, you know, postponed till a week later anyway. But it still wasn't ready. So, like, that day when I closed, my mother called them. She goes, "That bed's not ready. If you're not here in 20 minutes, cancel the order." And she meant it. And she bought the bed from somebody else. And it was here on the first day I got here so I could sleep on it. Well, yet today I was at Bed Bath & Beyond and I get a call from H.H. Gregg that they're delivering my mattress tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And they called twice, like with those automatic delivery people things.
Yeah.
And I called them and I said, "Please, we told them we don't want it. And I'm afraid they're going to come here with the fucking mattress anyway."
Do you miss Chicago at all?
Not yet. I mean, it's fucking 1 degree there. What's to miss?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Well, did Mark and Fausto go to your going away party?
I didn't have... You know, I didn't even tell people I went away. I don't do that.
Man, that's horrible.
No, I don't like to tell people things.
You know what? I did the same thing, though, when I moved from somewhere up north.
I just like to disappear. I mean, most of my so-called friends aren't really friends because, you know, they're just acquaintances and... it's easy to tell who your friends are because they like
you don't want them to hug and cry over you,
right? Like my real friends all know, but there's very few of them. Like most of the people I knew in Chicago are like from, you know, 12-step programs and stuff, and they're just about as shallow as my fucking, you know, tile carpeting.
The people in the 12-step program.
Yeah, because they're friends with you only. You know, it's highly conditional. Yeah. And you can't ever, and which I learned is what you learn if you ever relapsed is that you don't, the mistake I made was you don't tell them. But it's actually a good thing because you don't tell them because when you tell them, all the people that are fake abandon you, which is about 99% of them. And then you find out you do who your real friends are, which is like two people. Yeah, it's weird.
Look at her.
It's like kind of like a Salem witch, a modern version of Salem witch, because it's like if you go to an AA meeting, you're either an alcoholic or an alcoholic in denial, according to them. There's no possibility that somebody in their mind would go to an AA meeting if they're not an alcoholic, or that it's possible, to rehabilitate oneself. That is absolutely anathema to the beliefs of, you know. So anyway. Whatever.
Well.
What?
So the answer was no. No Foth.
No oh, Foth. Was that the question?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the question.
Everybody I know who is friends with him, I mean, they don't know them anymore. You know, they just keep running through people. I don't know anybody. Foth. Yeah, I don't know anybody who knows them, honestly.
God Foth.
They must just, like, stay home all the time or something.
Well, the main thing is like, with the Foth, when I was trying to eat my pussy at the same time, the one with the blue hair, though, his pussy was really tangy. And, like, when he was eating my pussy, hair dye, like, went all in my pussy.
I have some funny videos, because, you know, I videotaped, like, a lot of my life, and I have some fun videos of, like, me and him, and like, there's one with Shishaldin, and me and his mother are talking, like, at a restaurant. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that whole situation is very interesting, I think.
Well, the only good one is when they interviewed Kathy Griffin. That's how I found him, and that was about it.
It's been almost 10 years, hasn't it? Since our breakup. 10 years. Yeah.
We should commemorate it somehow by calling 1-800-NO-ABORT right now.
Oh, I just sent Cheryl something. There was a YouTube comment from Potato Lover, and I clipped it and sent it to her.
He really did not like being called a potato.
You guys just got to pray together. You guys just got to reach across the aisle.
Pray. You got to pray together.
Yeah, but then he went to the gym and got in shape, so we actually did him a favor.
I know.
Just like Andy Melton. And do we get any appreciation? None.
I love
went to the gym.
Like the one time I got on Grindr when I was in Chicago, last time I saw him there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Come back at 44.
Oh. Or no, maybe it was on Tinder.
Tinder? I thought Tinder's for straight people.
That's even creepier.
Tinder's not for straight people?
People do not like your new bed, Madge.
Wait a second. Seriously, Tinder?
I thought it was Tinder. That's why I use it.
Yeah, Tinder is straight and gay.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's the one where, like, I'm on there as myself, Madge Weinstein, that's of course. Yeah. And, like, you flip, and, like, it was wrong because when you flip it and you think you're rejecting somebody, you really were accepting them.
Oh.
And it got, and, like, every single person I looked at, it said they liked me. Every single one. I mean, and I'm talking Madge Weinstein, you know, with my picture from Yeast Radio. I'm like, this thing is broken. Because this is not possible.
You know what else
What was Freud said? Everybody wants to fuck
the mattress.
This mattress.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, why is it so... It is time to let go of that thing. And then it looks like the base holding it up is like spare parts from a walker.
You know, this is where you're showing your age because, like, that used to be what you get in a hotel when you ask for a bed.
Really?
Like,
what hotel?
Reagan, why don't you fly down there and, you know.
Reagan, I'm sorry, not everybody comes from a, you know, aristocratic vagina.
Yes.
Some of us go to motor hotels. Since
motor hotels.
Got shot out of a glorious...
Motor hotels have cots. When you ask, you call downstairs, you say, do you have an extra bed? We have somebody about an hour later wheel up one of those.
I got an idea. When Reagan visits, Reagan's got to stay at that motel you stayed at, Madge, and has to record it for 24 hours.
Which one?
What hotel?
You know the one that I called the dumpy one, Madge, the PP one. Duty.
Oh, the Motel 6. That was hard.
Yeah,
oh, my God, though.
Drop cam.
When I drove back, I didn't even tell you. When I drove back, I stayed at a Red Roof Inn in Atlanta. And it turns out that there was like some bareback. It was like known to be bareback sex party.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel.
What a coincidence, Matt.
Well, I was like, what's going on in Grindr? Like, how come everybody's like 0 feet away and they're all like bareback taking.
It wasn't like. Researched way ahead of time, it just so happens that you ended up at the one Red Roof Inn.
Well, these
the
things
are United States where there was a bareback sex orgy happening.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it certainly had a certain appeal to it. I mean, it was red.
I just opened up Grindr and it was suddenly all. I mean, I couldn't believe it in this one hotel. I mean, what are they? I can't believe it.
And they're like
Christian woman.
They're like taking loads. Like, accepting loads, all loads.
Accepting.
You should have. Door what? Had your clothes. Here you go.
There's a guy on my street who has a glory hole apartment, and he has, like, a blue light. And I always see guys going there and leaving from his place.
A blue light. That's like the gay prostitute.
Like, I'm guessing. That way it's easier for people to find his place. He's like, yeah, my
blue light special.
Yeah, blue light special.
I think in certain circumstances, like red light is is straight hookers and blue light is gay hookers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that's really a thing, but I've seen that pattern, so. Oh, my handyman, the one that.
They call me Donnie No Throat.
The one that said the N-word? I forgot to tell you that the handyman who said the N-word here, my handyman, he has a sling.
N-word?
Yes, he has said the N-word when he talked, because he found Afro hair in my drain. And he said, I just found it. It's disgusting. I just found your drain was full of N-word hair.
He did not.
Oh, he did. This is the
and
South.
I don't know what to do.
And
that should have yelled, come in here, DeMontico.
I can't believe he said that.
But listen, but he has. He took me into his apartment with James, my friend. Thank God. He's like, oh, don't mind my sling. And I'm like, oh, ha. There was a sling in his living room. Like a sling.
What?
Like a sex sling. It took up the entire living room.
Don't mind my sling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I thought he was kidding, you know, but like people that are like that. Kind of bumblefuck and racist and stuff. They don't have a, you know, they don't joke really. They're not
Holy
sophisticated.
Cow.
He really had a sling there. And then his mother came to visit a few days later.
Noah Powell posted the funniest picture of
what?
Cheryl.
Oh, God. On what? A golden shower?
No, on the photo feed.
Oh, real.
Oh, I see.
That's very exclusive. Nobody's
the one of the animal with the three buck bottom teeth. It's a pretty good photo of her.
Oh,
I don't have it yet.
The Ken doll.
Oh, you're talking about the llama, the white animal?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't looked in a while then. That's old.
I did not know that. Patrick met the Ken doll.
Oh, that guy is fucking awful creepy. It doesn't even look like a Ken doll. It looks like some horrible tranny train wreck. Ken doll.
And the muscles are so fake. I mean, come on.
Okay, I have to go. Trotsky needs to go.
Oh, no.
Well, it was fine.
He's got to go toilet or he's going to shit on the cot.
How long
God bless.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think your dog would even shit on that. It's not good enough to shit on.
You're right.
You're right.
All right, I'm going. Good night.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
School.
As a reporter, I'm Mark Fonseca Rendero. If it-
Sweet. I don't. Hello, yes.